You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
We are war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we are war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, restless.
Nigga,
might snatch your necklace and next these.
Nigga,
might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
nigga,
who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shower where death is. Top floor, the view alone and leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting, saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. So long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles.
Jesus was the devil.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was the devil.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models.
Hey everybody. Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. I'm here. Marco's here. Fabio's here. Chris is here. Jesus is here. Give us a call at 8563-14500 and chat if you have any questions for the Holy One. And that's about it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Can anybody decipher what the fuck she just said out there?
It's amazing. Decipher? What? What's up?
Nothing.
Why are you talking shit?
No, I'm not talking shit.
What, can you not understand me?
Yeah, no, I could understand you. Yeah.
That's because you have a fucked up ear.
Marco's deaf in one ear. Jesus, can you rub your hand over it?
Marco! 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 Marco!
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're graced with the infamous Jesus, the one that we talk about on a regular weekly basis.
Yes.
He is actually... He decided to fly through the window and join us in studio today.
My Mary Poppins?
Jesus.
Jesus got jokes.
Jesus is funny.
I told you he was funny.
You know, that? I got to be honest with you. I just don't see, I can't see you guys as a couple.
What do you mean?
Because he's holy looking.
You know? And what do I look like?
It's
like
looking.
It's wait, like, Joe, wait, what do I look like?
Mary Magdalene?
Pretty much.
They did have a thing.
They did?
Yeah.
I thought Jesus was...
What, a virgin?
No. Jesus
did
was
a pimp.
Did
he have a baby? He was a pimp.
He was a player.
Yeah.
You notice that the Bible, there's a cutoff from like his age 13 till he's 30. There's nothing in between.
Okay.
Because he was straight...
He was just banging chicks left and right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight beating up the twats.
Oh my God.
That's why they leave it out.
Yeah.
He's allowed.
He's
Jesus.
Allowed?
He fucking died on a cross for us. He's allowed.
Yeah, but I thought that
it must be nice to never have to wear rubber and not worry.
Oh my God!
Well, if he did get somebody pregnant, he just waves his magic fucking hand over the stomach. Boom!
And bread comes out. A loaf of bread.
Boom! Clumpy falls right out.
Ew!
The only parent here makes a fucking horrible abortion joke.
That's disgusting.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, so happy days.
Happy days.
Happy days are here.
It's like we need to go with Jesus Saves by Slayer as the intro.
That, you know what? I never even thought about that. I actually have that fucking song.
I couldn't tell you a song.
God hates us all.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
It has to have Jesus in the title.
That I found. I have another one. It's a Green Day. I forget the name of the title.
Jesus of Suburbia.
That's it.
Jesus,
yeah. But he never says Jesus. He hardly ever says Jesus in it.
It's also 9.5 minutes long, too. So.
That is why I didn't use that one. Trust me, I fucking hate Kanye West. I really
I took a quiz on BuzzFeed of what pop star is your alter ego, and I got Kanye West.
I think that's everyone got Kanye.
I think everybody got Kanye. I tried my, because when you posted I did it, I tried my best to go opposite of what he would put, and I still got Kanye West.
So it's not much of a quiz.
They're just trolling everyone on there. Like, you're all Kanye. Yeah. Just admit it.
You didn't get Kanye, though.
I actually didn't do it.
He got Jesus.
How did you know what Lana Del Rey was, then?
I was assuming.
Oh.
Wait, so my quote from her is actually what they would have?
No, but it was genius. You're amazing. That's awesome. I thought it was real.
No, I'm just putting what people would think of her.
That's so fucking funny. I thought it was, I thought you did it and got Lana Del Rey.
No, dude. That's just what you would think.
I'm lost.
Oh, yeah, Lana Del Rey.
Who is she?
She's some god-awful fucking singer.
She sings...
Who you think?
Video games.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
What's sounds another like song a that she sings?
Don't act like you don't know. Just
Dying Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
What?
She says her pussy tastes like Pepsi.
I'm in.
I don't know. I'm more of a Coke guy.
Mountain Dew, Pepsi, I'm in. Either one.
Yeah, I think she is down with Pepsi products if she's listening to those two in songs.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think Pepsi's going to give her.
She's not a pepper
though with that. The taste test. The one guy has to lap her. Yeah, it's Pepsi.
I cook.
The other one's a homeless man's asshole. Yeah, that's definitely not Pepsi.
What's that, Fresca?
It's Fanta.
Fanta. I love Fanta.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
Jesus, that's so white trash.
It's not white trash.
It's not white trash. It's like real Latino.
Fanta?
Yeah,
you're right. It's more Latino.
It's like Brazilian.
What's like the white trash like drink? Is like
anything
RC,
you buy save
RC
a lot.
Cola.
No, RC Cola is not white trash. RC Cola used to be one of the main three when we were little.
Yeah.
They were one of the main three. No, the
cola, just cola.
Yeah, the ones you get at like Save a Lot.
Cola's red,
right?
Like the
root beer's
lemon lime,
brown,
is green,
right? Root beer's brown.
Yeah,
grape drink is purple,
right?
Grape soda, whatever. Grape drink.
Grape drink.
Orange.
Drink.
It's all like it's just straight up dye with carbonation. Ew. It like turns your whole insides orange.
It's all bad for you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Never had it from Save a Lot. I don't know.
You will when you start paying rent.
No. I'll drink Hugs.
Hugs, you get them to save a lot too. A lot cheaper than the
supermarket.
That's
where you get the Hugs at, yeah? Yep.
Okay. Hugs.
Hugs and water.
Holy shit.
After this, can we stop and get a pair of Keds? Jesus Christ.
I have fake Keds on.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I was joking earlier when I said that too. You have Feds on?
Yeah, they're Target brand.
Yeah.
What? Don't stare at me.
I got a white one.
Yeah, man.
That's why they got a big fucking hole in them.
Yeah, probably.
You pay $5 for a pair of shoes. You can't expect much.
Yeah,
these were $12, man. I overpaid.
Oh, you got ripped off.
I know.
Yeah. How long have you had them for?
Since June.
You got your money's worth out.
Yeah, you got your money's worth. They're still pretty white.
Wash them every day after every time I wear them.
They probably stink like fucking corn chips.
I wash them. Why corn chips?
I don't know. It's what feet smell like. Because
that's what feet
smell like. Corn chips.
That's why I don't eat corn chips.
I love Fritos. Well, do they smell like Fritos?
It's like eating toe jam from me.
Ew. Good to know. I never noticed that. I put coconut powder in my shoes.
Coconut powder.
Pretty.
Coconut powder?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they had coconut powder.
Buy it. It's organic.
Is it like powder for the body or is it powder for cooking?
It's powder for the body.
She's like putting paprika in her shoes.
It does smell good.
My feet smell spicy.
Me and my Fanta.
God. funny.
I'm just looking at you guys, and it's really hard.
You know what?
So
at the same time,
man.
At the same time, though, it's like yin and yang because he's extremely bright. You can already tell. Seriously, he's very smart. Okay, I don't know.
He is very smart.
Do you just act like you're paying attention and actually zone off and start thinking about mermaids and shit?
No, I learn a lot from him, so I pay attention to a lot of things that he
says.
You
need to pay attention more, because sometimes the things he tells you, you screw up the facts.
I know, and that's the thing, is that like I put a twist on it.
Can we talk about the story you brought up earlier?
Sure.
What happened to you?
Sure, which story?
About...
At the party?
Yes.
Oh, me and Jesus were at a party.
Right.
And... You know, everybody was getting in discussion about vegetarianism and vegan, and this one guy said...
Vegetarianism.
What?
And this, it's a movement.
This one kid said, I'm a... What is it?
It was like class 5 vegan. It's someone that doesn't eat anything that casts a shadow, which has to be BS, because it's a Simpsons joke more than anything that I know. It could be real. Someone could be that pretentious. I don't know.
What was the fish thing, too?
Wait. What did you think it was?
The fish?
Yeah. What did you think it was?
Algarism.
Right.
Algarizi.
Yeah, we grow them in the front yard. No, what did you think the fear of fish was?
No, I didn't think it was a fear of fish. I thought that meant you only ate fish.
You said agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia.
Yeah.
Agoraphobia. What?
Agoraphobia. I feel like there was some type of fin in it. Agoraphobian. Like
Finbian.
Fin, whatever. I thought that meant that you only ate fish. As
it
protein,
started.
I guess.
Jesus, this is every week.
Finmints.
Finmints.
Fin.
It's actually called what?
Pescatarianism.
Which when...
She was real close.
Nailed that one.
Which when he had said
Agoria
that...
Agoria Regis Philbin.
I'll be right back.
Coming.
Well, when he said what he said, because in my mind, it's agoraphobian.
Finbian, right, yeah.
And he says that, and I was like, is that a religion? And he goes, no.
How do you not be heard of that?
You're thinking Episcopalian, right? That's a religion.
I guess.
Episcopalian.
Presbyterian. Yeah. Pescatarians.
Yeah.
Right. Pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
Vegetarian.
See?
I know. He said it right the first time.
Okay.
Vegetarian.
I thought that was a religion. Everyone stared at me at the party, and they were like, what the fuck is going on? So back to the...
They obviously don't listen to the show.
They do not listen to the show.
What a shame.
So then they start talking about they don't eat anything that... This one person doesn't eat anything that doesn't cast a shadow, and I was so confused by that.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what do they eat then?
What are you, like, holding up food in the sunlight to see what doesn't cast a shadow? This is a vampire fruit. It doesn't cast a shadow.
That would be so cool. And then, but I was like, everything. They're like, no, like potatoes. And I'm like, potatoes cast a shadow? And they're like, not when they're like growing. And I'm like, huh? And they're like, they grow in the ground. And I was like, what? And then they're like, where do you think potatoes grow? And I thought they grow in a bush. I thought potatoes grow in a bush. You know, like the spuds?
Yes.
I thought that they grew like grapes.
Like on a vine?
Yeah, like on a, like not a big tree vine,
like a bush vine.
Like a bush vine.
Right.
And like a small, like I knew that they probably grew close to the ground because they're heavy.
They're heavy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think gravity would keep them close to the ground.
And then again, everyone just stared at me and nobody was saying anything, so I just acted like my
head. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
And watermelons grow on mountain peaks.
I knew that watermelons grew on a vine, too. But a vine out of the ground.
Okay.
Like pumpkins.
I had grown watermelons when I was younger. So I
still have them.
So.
Jesus is like, yeah, she does.
He's aware. So then they were like, oh, well, why did you think there was dirt on them? And I was like, makes so much fucking sense now. Because I thought they would, like, when they were ready, they would fall off the vine onto the ground and then people would just, like, scoop them up.
Right.
And that's why they got dirty.
Right.
But then they really grew under the ground. That's fucking crazy.
It blows your mind.
It blows my mind, man. I want to, like, run.
I really think that the person that should be blamed for this should be the school system where you went.
Mm. Well, that's obvious.
Because, it's imagination.
Because I remember learning that kind of stuff when you're a kid, you know, that
it's
simple things.
Yeah, but come on. Think about it. When you were little, you always did that toothpick potato thing.
Excuse me?
In a cup.
I used to do the what?
The toothpick potato thing in a cup where you would grow, like, other potatoes off of it in a cup of glass.
in a cup of glass.
You get like a cup of glass like this, like a small cup, and then you put a potato. And put
you mean
like,
just a glass?
A glass with water in it.
Right, but you're like a cup of glass. Like
so much for No Child Left Behind.
Okay.
This child was buried underground with the potatoes.
God damn it. Okay, a glass of water.
Yeah, I was going to say, slow down okay. And collect. Yeah.
Glass of water.
Right.
You fill it up halfway with water. You put the potato in, so it's half in the water, half out of the
gotcha.
Water.
Gotcha.
You stick
toothpicks
in it, so it hangs out, like chills.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grows fucking vines and shit. It grows other potatoes.
I never got to do that.
See, I did. And it grew other potatoes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. We never did that in my grade school, though.
Oh.
That was
he was a little more advanced than that.
He wasn't in the Down syndrome class.
He was
mixing chemicals and beakers. And
I'm growing a vine.
He was an app chemistry bitch.
For her, that was like college prep.
Shut up. I didn't know. Well, then what was the purpose of it? You guys never did it?
To keep you busy.
God damn it.
Even she can't fuck this one up.
I wonder what the point was then. I'm feeling
she's probably walking around
up.
Like with it like a pet rock. She's holding, look, I made my own Mr. Potato Head.
Aww.
It's underwater.
Yeah, half underwater with vines. They look like sprouts.
I know what you're talking about though. Those white things that grow out of it.
Yeah,
I know. When potatoes sit for a long time, that's usually what happens.
I thought the point was to grow another potato.
Not if it's in the bag in the supermarket. Mm. I mean,
but in the
it could happen.
The glass of water, the other potato would grow. And then
see, but I would think it would need earth to do that. I don't
think. Well, I know that now, but I thought that it grew on a vine, so it would have been like rain. It was just raining
a lot. So back then, did you still think, like when you used to do that little thing for school, did you think that they got the potato from a bush?
Yeah, I thought until last week.
Right. How old are you?
No comment.
Oh.
What?
All right, now we have to quiz you.
Okay.
We have to find out what other things grow. Does anybody have any ideas of what you can ask her?
What, that grows underground?
Or on a vine or in a tree or whatever.
I know the carrots grow underground because okay. of Bugs Bunny.
Right.
Get your information from Looney Tunes.
That was half of the chemistry class. Today in biology, we're watching Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny is timeless and it's taught me many of things.
All right.
Like carrots. And then that's it. Like radishes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like onions? Or do they grow on a bush?
Actually, no. I don't know. I think they grow on the ground. I think you might be on, right on that.
Radishes, onions, carrots, potatoes. That's it. Everything else grows on a bush or a vine. Or a tree.
Trees. Okay.
Or a tree. A banana grows in a tree, mm-hmm. which is weird to me.
Why?
I don't know.
Where do you think it should grow?
In a bush.
You think bananas should grow in a bush?
Yeah, I've never seen a banana tree. I want to see one.
They usually look like palm trees. They look like a form of palm trees.
I feel like you wouldn't grow very many bananas. How does so many bananas grow?
It's not like a tree with just bananas hanging off of it. It's like you'll see.
But if it's like a palm tree, they don't have a lot of...
But palm trees, a lot of palm trees grow coconuts, though.
Yeah, but like three?
No.
I don't know about that.
No?
No.
Just three?
That's what I always
palm trees
drew.
Are big.
Because they grow, they fall, and then another one grows, and it falls, and another one grows, and it falls.
Like the potato theory that I had.
Like the potato theory, yeah.
See? It came from somewhere.
Jeez, how do you not want to kill yourself?
He talks mostly.
I was going to say, that was my next question. Does she... do a lot of that, you know, talking, you just listen and you zone out, like the question I asked her earlier? Or do you actually, like, hear what she says and do you ever correct her?
Not trying to be a jerk. Just,
not to be a jerk, but like to help her out.
I think they came up with the potatoes growing underground was mentioned that
way.
Yeah. Oh, would he pull you aside and be like, look, just so you know, FYI.
Missy, you're stupid, and here's why.
No, they just all started talking, and he's like, no, this. What did you think? And I was like, this. And they were like, oh, that's not right. I was like, okay.
So we had a discussion also about crab apples, and they were also growing in that backyard, and we were discussing if you can eat them, and I don't think you really can you?
I don't think you're
supposed to. They're like super bitter, aren't they?
They're very, yeah, you know, I saw some crab apples. Cooking them. But you can't use a lot. Yeah.
That's like Southern. That's like a Southern thing.
Why? Because it has crab in it?
Crab apple.
I don't feel like you can eat a crab apple.
I don't think you just like pluck one and eat one. I think you have to like stew it and put seasoning or something. I'm pretty sure crab apples are in certain like Southern Creole cuisines though. I've heard of that before.
A lot of Creole stuff. A lot of it sounds like
it's
a lot
trash.
Of it's good, but a lot of it's like things you would never think you'd be like, right. I'm gonna put that in my food.
Right, right. Like yeah, they use like lobster shell, not the actual lobster. Okay. You know.
Like, it's like going into a German restaurant. Half the stuff looks like a dare more than an actual meal.
It's like Fear Factor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I want the... My uncle, I remember sitting next to him, like, I'll take the smoked butt and the pig's hose. I'm like, what is he, like, being a smartass? It's on the menu. I'm like, German food just sounds like a dare.
Some of the foods in certain countries are foul. Like,
I had an egg before.
Congratulations.
No, a Filipino egg.
Oh, you might want to open with that. The Filipino part. Because, like you said, I had an egg before. You just woke up.
No, it's a thing. It's a delicacy.
Is that the one that's, like, rotten?
No, it's like a fetus.
Oh, there's a little
fetus inside. And you poke it with a straw and you suck it out and eat it. I ate it.
That sounds gross.
I didn't eat the whole egg because it was a big egg. It was like an ostrich egg.
Okay.
But I only ate it.
She opened it up, there's pantyhose inside.
But I tried that. That was disgusting.
That sounds foul.
Yeah. Ugh. It was nasty. But it was this guy, Raj, that I worked with at this one of my... Like, it was a long time ago. I think I was like 19 when I did it.
Mm.
It was gross.
What'd you think? Brought him in for lunch? Acid in there?
I just was like, maybe it'll fuck me up. I didn't know.
What did he, like, bring it for lunch? Is that the kind of shit this guy brought for lunch?
He brought it because he had... He brought it in for a reason because he kept telling it. And then there was this other guy that I worked with that was Filipino. And he's like, ah, I can get a hold of these things. You want me to bring you one? And he was like, yeah. And he brought it for the guy.
So it's just a big egg with
it's a big raw egg fetus with it. A fetus in
and
it.
And you're supposed to suck up the juice that's inside?
Yeah. The embryo.
Fucking throw up.
It sounds so fucking disgusting.
I'm gonna throw up.
It was not good.
That's how those.
Was this served in the Temple of Doom as well?
Monkey brains.
Oh, see, I wouldn't do that. But at that point, I was very like adamant about being on Fear Factor, so I was like, oh, I can do it. Because you always have to eat
weird
shit.
That's actually a pretty good, test because I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather eat a live bug.
It tasted gross, but I got it down, but I didn't eat the whole thing. I just ate it like, I just sucked up a little.
If we isolate that whole story, it sounds really bad.
Oh. It was gross. It was not fun.
Yeah, that's foul. I don't know how you do it. It's nasty.
I used to drink raw eggs.
I used to do that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought I just kept thinking it was going to taste like that. It didn't. It tasted weirder.
What did it taste like?
It felt the same way in my mouth.
Like the consistency.
It just keeps getting better and better.
It felt... Okay, not repeating it. But it...
The consistency was the same.
The consistency was the same.
Yeah.
But the flavor was trifling.
Right. So it was bad.
It was very bad.
Did it taste like it was skunked?
Yeah, it had a weird aftertaste.
Did it smell funny?
It smelled fucked up.
I'm imagining weird. Like like an animal corpse.
Right. Yeah. Animal corpse. Technically, it's... what it is, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, one that's been on the road and there's flies and maggots.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
What happens if you get a beak or something? Like, oop, beak.
I mean, it would have had to have been rotten then at that point. I don't think you can eat them rotten.
Oh, that's disgusting. Never. I would never.
Yeah, well.
Never do it.
How do we go from the potato bush to this?
Weird shit that happens.
To you.
Yeah. Makes for a good story, though.
Absolutely.
I never would have thought I would be telling it to anybody. I actually kind of forgot it happened, and then when we were just talking about weird foods in other countries, I was like, oh, yeah, that fucking ostrich egg or whatever it was.
Nah.
I think it was like a pelican or something. I don't know.
Pelican?
It was an exotic bird. I don't feel like it was an ostrich.
Flamingo?
No.
I've had an ostrich burger. Those are pretty good.
I heard that they were good.
They are.
I couldn't do that.
What, an ostrich burger? You
really
fucking
like...
drank ostrich fetus. You won't eat an ostrich burger.
I don't really like
meat.
Tastes
like a burger.
I don't really like burgers.
Really?
Like, I like meat. I'll eat meat, but I don't do it regularly.
Okay.
Like, if there's ever an option between a hamburger and a hot dog, I always eat a hot dog.
So you prefer lips and assholes over beef?
Man, I fucking love hot dogs. They're like my favorite thing.
You know that that's what they're made
of,
I know. Right?
I don't think about it. I've never looked it up. I've only heard rumors.
It's just the extras, like whatever's left of the pig. They either make scrapple or hot dogs.
Yeah, and that's I heard scrapple's that. I heard pork roll is similar. Yeah.
Bologna.
Yeah, which bologna is weird to me.
Why?
I don't know. It's gross. It smells funny.
You think that smells funny?
I never even ate bologna in my life.
Really? It's it's almost like eating hot dogs, except not.
It's cold?
Almost smells the same.
Almost.
It's gross to me. We went tailgating before this free show like a couple weekends ago, and this guy, one of our friends, brought four hoagies, and they brought like Italian ham and cheese, roast beef, and bologna and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who the fuck's going to eat that? And he's like, I love bologna.
Bologna's fucking delicious.
Yeah, and then everyone started talking about how good bologna is.
It was almost like a half a pound of bologna on that thing. It was just like solid.
It was this thick of bologna.
That's awesome.
That's what they were like, yeah, bologna rules.
Who doesn't like bologna? That's un-American.
Me. Oh, they said that, and then we got into a big thing, and I said I was talking about how I was un-American, pretty much. He's like, you're a liberal, aren't you? Yeah, you got
why liberals don't like bologna?
No, because I said something about fucking America, and he didn't like it.
Ooh.
Because he's like, you don't even like Kid Rock. And I'm like, no. He's like, you're not American. I was like, that's fine.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. You don't have
like,
to like Kid Rock.
You don't like bologna. You don't like Kid Rock.
The bologna part I agree with. Not the Kid Rock part. You don't have to like Kid Rock.
No, I saw him in a couple weeks ago, and he wasn't bad.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know bologna, though. Never did it.
It's not a drug. You don't have to do it. You just
have to sniff it.
Never tried
Never
it.
Snorted bologna.
Bologna,
off
not
ass.
Even once.
No, it's weird to me. It smells funny.
You should try it. Not like the Oscar Mayer, like the actual ones out of a deli. It's way better.
I used to work in a deli and I never even eat it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I eat everything.
What haven't you eaten from a deli besides bologna? Salami? Have you eaten salami?
Yeah, I love salami.
You love salami? Well, no, because I don't know. I can't picture you liking
it. I like Genoa salami.
Okay. Genoa hard
salami. I wouldn't eat souse. I never tried that.
What?
Souse.
I don't know what
it's
that is.
It's almost like a jelly.
It's like
a gelatin type.
Gelatin type meat.
You don't.
I never heard of it.
It's disgusting looking. I wouldn't even try it.
It's weird.
Meat and gelatin don't mix. Yeah.
Well, that's what most of lunch meat is made of, this type of gelatin. No, it is.
I can't answer that right now.
I can look
that shit up. But
this is actual gelatin. And
it's considered a deli meat?
Yeah, well, people get it like they get pork roll. Like, you know, you get pork roll sliced thicker.
Yeah, pork roll's fucking delicious.
It's the same idea, but it's a rectangle.
What do you call it?
Souse. And it's like clear.
Dr. Souse.
And it's got bits of shit in it.
I thought that was pimento loaf. No,
loaf looks like liverwurst with fucking olives in it.
It looks like, I don't know if you made like fruit. Like
fruitcake.
Fruit
cake. That's right. It looks like
meat.
This literally is a gel substance. And you cook. It's supposed to be fat or something. And
I don't know
cook
how,
it up.
How you spell it.
S-O-U-S-E.
S-O?
S-O-U-S-E.
Souse.
And people would order it on Sundays. And I used to have to work every Sunday. And people would order it all the time. And I hated touching it.
Is it a Jewish thing? Like like pastrami?
Disgusting.
It's got tongues in it and stuff.
Tongues?
I think. Yeah. Like full tongues.
What?
Yeah.
Can't even grind that shit up?
And I would slice it.
Ugh.
And I would fucking want to throw up.
Sounds fucking disgusting.
That's right here.
Souse.
It's like gelatin?
It's gelatin filled with like...
That actually looks like a pimento loaf.
It holds the meat together. All the spare pieces.
Yeah, like tongues and ears and.
What do you eat pimento loaf on too? That's the other thing. Is that like
pimento
a
loaf?
Sandwich meat? Like is
yeah,
this,
yeah, it's a deli meat. I just don't know. I've never had.
I think
it
you add it with other things, like probably like liver or something. Like it's not. You don't eat like an instant. You make an Italian hoagie, and pimento loaf would be in it. People love that too.
No.
I'm
such thing
example.
As a meat jelly. It's called
meat jelly.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good band name.
Meat jelly?
Ladies and gentlemen, meat jelly.
But yeah, I never tried that either. That was pretty trifling.
Souse.
Souse.
That's just.
It stuck with me forever.
Holy shit.
That's disgusting.
Never I've seen it, but I've never.
So I never tried bologna.
One of
the
few foods I never put my mouth on.
Huh?
One of the few foods I never put my mouth on.
But I ate everything else. I ate everything else. We used to have barbecue chicken that we would slice up. Holy fuck.
Barbecue like, chicken, though. That's like.
It's so banging, though. But it has a deli meat. It's like the best thing ever.
It's awesome.
I like eat it on a sandwich with cheese and shit. It's so fucking good. I'm starving.
What's that? I hear.
You hear?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
You lost her?
No, I just heard a nasty pitch.
I think it's a cell phone tracking signal, something like that. Something where it's trying to find, like, before used to be the one that
It's like from the old flip phones.
Yeah, I think it's changing.
I hated that. Like a fucking electronic horse.
What the fuck?
That made me laugh. Sorry.
That was great.
My bad.
I believe.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe I'll try bologna. Fry it up in a pan or something.
No, don't fry it up. Try the deli one. Don't try the
Should I roll it up with cheese?
If you want to, yeah.
I do.
Does anybody here not like bologna besides Howard? Can you guys eat bologna?
I like bologna.
Yeah, I like bologna.
I like bologna. It's not my first choice, but
no, it's not, but it's fucking good.
It's edible.
I always thought poor people ate bologna.
No, they just eat bread.
Like, I always thought bologna was
really
cheap.
Bread and Tang.
Chips.
Oh, Tang.
Potato chip sandwich.
I never used to think that was real.
What?
I thought that was made up for Married with Children.
Tang?
Mm-hmm. And then I saw it in a store like a couple years ago, and I was like, fucking Tang's real?
The astronauts drank.
Or did they make it?
Yeah.
But
that's right.
I had no idea.
The astronauts drank that. He's right.
Yeah.
So that's what NASA's giving us, Velcro and Tang. $400 billion later.
I know, they could have at least given us bologna.
And there's Mars.
They gave us Mars.
We did draw a phallus on Mars, so, you know.
That's true.
They did build a hotel up there, too.
That's right. The moon.
No. That was the
moon. Yeah, it was the moon. Get your facts straight.
Sorry, it was the lunar hotel.
Mars is uninhabitable.
Did you ever hear that? Did you ever tell him about that?
I don't think so.
That she thought that they were building a hotel on the moon.
I thought, first of all.
You don't listen to the show, do you?
No.
Okay, because. Do you think those they'd still be together if he did? I gotta ask. I have to ask.
Do you find my stupidity annoying?
No. I don't find your stupidity annoying. I'm not saying that at all.
I'm asking Jesus.
It's gold. I don't think he's annoyed by his stupidity. I think he's intrigued more than anything.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If we were annoyed, do you think you'd still be around after all these years?
I don't know. I worry sometimes.
No, but that moon hotel was that.
First of all, I did not think that.
No,
there
she
was,
didn't think there was a hotel on the moon.
She said they were
building.
She
thought there were no. She thought there were people like cleaning the trash.
Yeah, there
in
were
space,
people.
And we came. Well, I think you came up with the moon or the hotel.
And then you asked me if I thought that was possible.
No,
and
we
I agreed.
No, we were talking about a space station, and you thought they were building a hotel on the moon.
Not like that, but kind of.
But that's how we got on that.
Yes.
I didn't make that up. That was stemmed from your...
I thought there was trash on the moon, though.
Right. But you also brought up the hotel on the moon when I said something about a space station.
Yeah.
Right. And you were like, oh, is it like a hotel on the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. we lost our minds at that point. Because now the moon has a hotel and sanitation.
So it's doing better than Atlantic City.
Yes.
Atlantic City has a lot of sanitation. As soon as you walk up the strip.
Yeah, the moon. That's right. I forgot about that. The guy that picks up trash on the moon.
I thought that there was.
So you thought astronauts went up in space to basically clean the moon?
I thought that that's something that they did while they
were
up there.
That's a hell of a cleaning crew, by the way.
I just thought it was another task.
Right.
It's like, what else are they doing? Just floating around?
Repairing satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Not this week, guys. Let's just clean up the moon. It looks like shit today.
I really thought that they did that, though. I could have sworn.
But see, my whole, like, That whole thing was funny to me because it's like, how, where does the trash come from? Who's dumping trash on the moon? Like, seriously, like that's,
thought it was
it's like you're driving down the highway and you see someone threw their trash bag on the side of the highway because they didn't have anywhere to dump it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you think people are taking shit, like trips to the moon and dumping trash over there?
I didn't know. I mean, I, it could be many things.
Rowdy space teenagers.
Right.
I thought it was debris from other planets, like rocks and stuff.
Right, but you thought it was like real trash.
And then I thought that, I didn't know. This was before I had gotten into HAARP and learned more about the atmospheres and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's when I realized, like, I didn't know if they were pushing trash out into space like they do with in the ocean. Like they put trash in the ocean.
Right.
I thought that they were pushing trash.
How do they do that?
In like a hot air balloon or something.
Really?
Yeah, like not exactly like that. Like,
imagine the guy that jumped out of the little Red Bull thing, the longest whatever. Like he's just hitting trash on the way down. The air balloons are coming up.
If they could find a way to do it, they would though.
What, send trash into space? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. That's a great way to get rid of it.
I thought that they had already did it. Until I realized that it doesn't work like that.
Until I realized that was fucking stupid.
Well, I didn't know that you would, like, burn alive if you went out. Like, I obviously knew that if you were in space, you'd have to be in, like, a spaceman suit. Like, I knew that, but I thought that you could get just kind of outside the Earth. Kind of like...
I think it's the... Isn't it like the or not the atmosphere, the, what the hell is it called? God, I can't even. The Earth's whatever. That's where it's like the hottest. Because I think in space it's supposed to be like cold. I don't think it's hot.
All depends. If you're like facing the sun, they talk about it in Armageddon, where he talks about, you know, like boiling in the sun, freezing in the in shadows and stuff like that.
Yeah, like it's all dependent. The temperature's so extreme, but yeah. I think like if you're on the moon. I think it's like extremely cold. Like extremely cold. Beyond cold.
What if the sun's on it?
I don't think it's as cold.
Okay.
But I don't think it's like the opposite, like the total opposite, because I just don't see how.
I figure that's why you wear spacesuits. Like, same thing.
Well, yeah,
to breathe,
I know.
Too.
Well, I'm also quoting Armageddon, though, like it's a scientific movie. That documentary, Armageddon.
Right, that documentary, right. Yeah, well, apparently, from what I heard, is that. The people that wrote that movie actually went to NASA and researched what they would do in case something like this happened, and they said that that was one of the options. I don't know what the other ones were, but they probably sounded worse than the one that they actually came up with.
Zombie apocalypse. Unleash the zombie apocalypse. Remember before we saw that on something?
What?
That was a possibility in the government, that they thought that could happen.
The CDC?
Is that what it was?
When they said something about...
Zombie apocalypse.
They didn't say, I don't know if they said anything about zombie apocalypse. I think they said something about, you know, in case of a zombie outbreak.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
But I don't think they went into detail. I think it was just something
they mentioned.
No, it was just
simple.
Yeah. I don't think we have to worry about zombie. People just are just...
Obsessed
not
with
think. Yeah, they're not thinking, really, because I just don't see how a zombie is actually possible. I don't see how a corpse can walk around without any of its fucking... organs functioning. I just don't get it. How is that possible? How does it know that it's like, how can it see you if like nothing's working? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
how can it go after
couldn't.
You? That's my point. That's why the whole thing's bullshit.
I agree.
Well, I'm not so sure that that's exactly what they were talking about. Maybe some sort of disease that just really fucks people up.
Mad cow.
That kind of makes them not like dead, but into like zombies where they're just fucking crazy and they start
bath salts.
People. Yeah, shit
bath
like that.
Bath salts.
Crack did a whole thing. I read it a while ago, but they had like five things that could trigger the zombie apocalypse. And one of them, I'm trying to think, was like, it was stuff like that, like different viruses or all that stuff.
But gay sex. Salts.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Bath salts, though. That was very zombie-like when that bath salts thing was going down. Is that still happening? Is that still a drug?
I don't know. I'm not fluent.
Remember that naked guy ate that person's face?
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
I was not a fan of that.
Yeah.
When that happened, I was not down for that.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, well, just don't mess or don't hang out with people that do bath salts.
I won't. He was like homeless, wasn't he?
I don't remember. Was it the homeless guy that was on bath salts, or was it the guy he ate?
Oh, no,
was
the
homeless?
Kid. The guy he ate was the homeless.
Yeah, he was a young kid, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like 17 or something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. It's irrelevant.
This is like a flashback news show.
I know. I remember when this
all the worst news
ago.
Stories that ever happened. We're bringing them up now.
The show's always meant to be uplifting, isn't it? Like Pat Robinson or something over here.
So how long you guys been together now?
A while.
What's a while?
It's been a while. What is time? Really?
You can go.
I already have a headache.
I don't know. What do you think?
Over a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
What is time?
Fuck time. I don't like time.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions.
Cool.
Okay. Nothing, don't worry, nothing bad. We're just, it's more information than anything.
Information?
Well, like, for instance, have you guys, like, what's the worst or most embarrassing thing that's ever happened on any date you guys ever went on? Like, either the worst thing or the most embarrassing thing?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, but I feel like there is something. I feel like a lot of
did you accidentally, like, fart during dinner one time? Like,
I don't
something
think
like
I've
that.
Ever farted in front of you, have I? I
damn it, that so. Scratches off that question. Yeah. That was one question I got to scratch off.
Yeah. I feel like when you pulled up to North Star the other day, there was those dogs attacking each other in that alley.
I missed that.
You did?
Yeah, I did
I
not
took
see
a
that.
I took a selfie with it in the background.
You obviously didn't get the point of that question.
Oh wait, that's
was that embarrassing or
oh for each
for
of
you
us?
Guys? Yeah, oh. Like made you uncomfortable.
Oh, have you ever been uncomfortable
stupid
around
woman.
Me?
Like during a date, like something that happened, you were like, "Shit, I didn't mean for that to happen," or "I didn't mean to say that," or anything like that.
Nothing terribly awful. See, off the top of my head, I can't think of it now.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I got meningitis strep throat 2 days before we were supposed to go on a big vacation, but that's really not much of anything. Okay.
And then I acted like a psychopath because of that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just crazy.
What is that? Yeah, specifics.
Admission is good. That's the first step.
Well, no, like I was upset that we weren't going to Vegas, and I was kind of not thinking about the fact that he was sick. I was being like a selfish bitch. And then he yelled at me and said, "I'm sick, bitch." And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
All right.
So
you called her bitch? That's awesome.
I don't think called me a bitch. I think you said I was acting like a bitch.
I can't see that at all.
Damn it.
He said I was acting like a bitch, but he didn't say that I was a bitch. Like, he wasn't like, "You fucking
bitch."
It
flows off the tongue. All right. Let me not ask such hard questions.
Spell his name.
Okay, here's one. This is more your level, because this is definitely right up your alley. If he was a cartoon character, which cartoon character would he be? Stumped her again.
I don't... And I'm going to say this because I've said it to you before, but Eeyore.
Eeyore?
Eeyore.
Really? I don't get that.
Thanks for noticing.
You don't seem like, depressed. Eeyore's like really suicidal.
I know. That's because Eeyore's
remember,
really
I mean,
bad.
He obviously at one point in time ripped his tail off.
He kept losing it. That's why he was so sad.
Yeah, so, okay, what would she be if she was a cartoon character?
I'd have to probably go Tigger then.
Tigger?
Why? Because I'm a maniac?
You are all energy.
Personality for each stripe.
Aww.
He's the only one?
I have five now.
You have five?
Yeah, I knocked two of them off.
Are you aware of her multiple personalities?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you in contact with all of them?
At different points, yes.
Okay. Is there one you don't care for?
No.
No?
No.
You just deal?
You deal. Jesus is really forgiving.
he deserves a medal.
Yeah, he deserves a purple heart.
Yeah, because I am terrible sometimes.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I should ask the rest of these because I don't want to stump you. All right, let me see if I can find an easier one for you. What's his favorite food? Pimento loaf.
No. He has many different foods, but he always orders the same things. But
favorite.
Chicken fingers.
That's up there.
It's like...
it's just basic.
Yeah. Like chicken fingers.
Many different foods. I would hope so, because if not, he'd be malnourished.
I know chicken fingers are one crab fries.
I'm over crab fries at this point. After having that, you know, at one point, like three times a week with work.
From Chicky and Pete's?
Yeah. So it's
that doesn't sound like a bad problem at all.
Mozzarella sticks?
Pretty much anything from the appetizer menu.
Yeah, I was going to say. You're a cheap date.
Chicken quesadillas? Yeah.
Pizza, hot dogs?
Yeah. Jalapeno poppers?
Although, with my quesadillas, I usually just like them with meat and cheese, and that's about it.
That's what, why I eat them, too.
Maybe some peppers in there, but...
You know. Why? Yeah, that's...
He hates drama. He hates lettuce and tomato.
Excuse me. What?
We call lettuce and tomato drama. Uh-huh. He hates drama. He hates all vegetables.
Oh, really? So you're not anti-vegetarian.
I like vegetables. That's the only I like my food simple. Like, I like sandwiches, which is meat, cheese, and bread. I don't want any condiments. I don't want any vegetables. Like...
Okay.
I'm there for business. I'm not there for any sort of food.
What is, if you had to choose one food, what would be your favorite food? Like, if you had to just choose one for the rest of your life, you can only have one.
Probably pizza.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah. Pizza is always good. Pizza rules.
Hell yeah.
And what, even when pizza sucks, it's still good.
What's her favorite food? It's obviously... not that salsa.
What is that?
Salsa.
It's a pig that can fly straight.
Ball.
Do you even have a favorite food?
Yeah.
You do?
I mean, it'd probably be pizza or hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Okay.
I fucking love hot dogs.
Do you really?
Love hot dogs.
Well, I took her out to our classic dinner for her birthday. We went out for hot dogs and french fries.
What, are you going to Nathan's?
No, we went to was it Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Yeah,
which is Center City. You can get beer there, so
yeah,
that's surprising.
And on Valentine's Day, we went and got hot dogs on Sale Street. I love hot dogs.
Interesting.
I'm a romantic at heart when it comes to that.
Okay, what is each other's most irritating habit?
Joe's always late.
Okay. That's a good one. You and I have something in common. My girl's always fucking late.
Is it the hair?
Is it the hair?
Getting ready and stuff?
Or it's tough getting curlers out of this much hair.
The beard, maybe?
You're late. Late today. You're late all the time. You're always late.
As long as she's not late,
you're
good.
Well, the thing is, I know I need him somewhere early, I'll ask him to come a half hour earlier than I really want him to come.
I got you. You make the ready time.
Yeah, because I don't want to be a jerk and be like, please don't be late. Like, I'm just like, can you get here by 5:30 when I know he's going to show up at like 6-ish?
Right. Like, my girl will be like, can you be here by 6? And I'm there like 5:55 and I still have to wait 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I could have taken my time. Why did I rush?
Yeah. Pretty much.
What about her?
Well, I was going to say, though, I thought the Italian time thing was not actually... I thought it was real that people say Italian clocks only have the hour hand. I'm like, that makes a lot of sense then for me. No, this is not true that Italian clocks do actually have both hands. I'm like...
The other hand is usually slapping the woman.
I can't tell that at work. Be like, I'm sorry, I was raised in an Italian household. We don't have this other hand.
That's funny. Does she have any irritating habits?
I know I have to. What? You're laughing. What is it?
It's got to be fun.
Well, these things are things I keep off the top of my head. Be like, well.
Tell me.
Really? I would think that something like that would just pop up. Like something you just like. Arr. Like something just irritates you. Like, why can't she just.
Blank. Shut up.
Is it shut up?
Blank. No, I said blank. He said shut up. I said blank. Not if he's the talkative one. How can he? You shut up.
That's true.
I don't know.
No? Nothing sticks out?
Nothing is annoying?
Not even like her mood swings are irritating?
Maybe Missy doesn't have any annoying habits, but what about Coco Lopez or Millie? Or
you know more than Coco Lopez?
Melissa.
Melissa, Millie, Missy, Fun Size, Coco.
Fun Size, I forgot that
one. I'm down to second to it.
Who died?
I don't know, but I felt like I had seven at one point, and now two of them are gone.
The other two had amnesia. She forgot.
So now I'm down to five, and I'm okay with that. Hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be down to four, three, two, one. You know.
Who are you looking to eliminate next?
Coco.
Why Coco?
She's a crazy bitch. She's a crazy bitch.
And Missy is...
Is calmer.
Who's the...
Missy made up all these fucking personalities.
Is Missy... No, Melissa did. I'm confused. Who's you? Who are you?
I'm Melissa.
That's the one that's always going to be there, right?
I'm always going to be Melissa.
Melissa. So who's Missy? Because we've been calling you Missy this whole time.
Missy is who I, like, am as a teenager, young adult, and now as I'm growing up, I'm going to have to kill her.
Growing up? Come on.
Listen, I'm, like, just becoming an adult, like, now. Like, I was explaining to Fabio, like, 2 weeks ago. Remember when we were outside talking?
I remember.
And I said, what's happening? And you're like, you're becoming an adult. And
I didn't
like,
say that.
You
I said
it in
no,
a kind of like that, though.
No, I said you're actually starting to do more grown-up things.
Yeah.
I didn't say that you were becoming an
well,
adult.
Well, anyway,
the jury's still out on that one.
My goal is to become an adult, so. I just want to think better. A little. Kind of.
You should definitely put speaking second on that one.
Are you aware of the ex-boyfriend curse?
What, that they're all dead?
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus is already dead. Okay, he's good. He's resurrected.
Have you made him preparation for that?
He took a life insurance policy.
Bought his tombstone in his plot.
The mausoleum gave me a good deal. How can you pass him on that?
Just wonder.
Yeah, he's aware.
Okay.
We were friends, you know, like before we started dating.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Well, you guys work together too, right? Mm-hmm. Or used to?
Oh, yeah, we still do.
Okay. Is that odd for you guys working together now?
No, because we don't really see each other that much.
Yeah, I'm never. When I come to the office, grab my stuff, and leave, so I see her just when I'm there.
Yeah, like I help him with his stuff and things like that. But
sure, you do. You call it these days.
I help him load in.
So I'm assuming that sex at work is out of the question.
Ah, yeah.
Really? That sucks. You guys can't get any privacy there.
Oh, no, we can.
people fired for that before, though, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
you don't want to get fired.
No, we don't want to lose our jobs. Right. That would suck.
That really would suck. You work so hard to be in the mailroom.
Oh, God, I know. It sucks.
Was there always an underlying, like, attraction?
Something were you always attracted to me?
Oh, immediately, she fucking... Were you always attracted to me?
I mean, I always thought he was cute.
Shut up. We're asking the question.
Yeah.
I did. I always thought that he was cute, and I thought that we... I mean, the first or second time that I met him, I felt like...
Like a connection?
Yeah, but I didn't think romantically. I just thought, like, oh, this guy's going to be, like, one of my friends here. And he was, and we talked about stuff all the time.
Right.
We always did. But I didn't look at him like that until...
Until you grew up.
Until, like...
He's a man.
Something changed. I don't know what happened when it happened, but something did change, and I started looking at him differently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long before you noticed that she actually had a face?
That's a great question, Chris. You should be asking these questions.
Please tell
That's such
me.
A romantic question. When did you share your first oral? Such romantic questions.
Oh,
Chris. Did you notice she had a face?
Such a dick.
That makes sense. She's probably thinking about it. Makes sense. He was always sitting when I would walk by. That's funny.
Yeah. Give us some more good ones.
Okay, I'll tell you what. In a case of opposites attract... is there anything that's basically, would you guys say that there's things that make you total opposites?
Yes.
Like what? No, and not the obvious shit, like man, woman. I'm talking
about smart, stupid.
Well,
definitely that.
No, I mean like
sane, crazy.
Like characteristics.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
He's rational and smart and... But very smart, like not just kind of smart. He's extremely smart,
right?
And he's very rational.
He's all knowing.
He has quality. The most of the things that I love about him are because I'm not those things. Like, I feel like he balances me better, really good.
So, like, yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's rational. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Now, what about things that you have the most in common?
Music.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what about the opposite thing? Would you agree with what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
The indirect approach. That's funny.
And like that, I am crazy and he's much more sane than I am.
Well, that's...
Because we're all crazy in different ways.
I mean, we obviously know you a lot better than we know. I just met you for the first time, but I could tell right off the bat that he seems more rational.
Very.
And intelligent.
Very.
And like just, you know...
Like he's not ruled by his emotions at all.
Do you ever get angry? Does he ever get angry?
Fuck yeah.
Do you really?
Scary
I don't
as
see
hell.
It.
Yeah, it's tough to see him angry.
I don't see it.
That's because it takes a lot. But then when
I was going to say,
but
it's
like the same thing. My brother Chris is like that. Like nothing bothers him, mm-hmm. and he's cool. But if you push him over that edge, he lets you know immediately. Right. You stop. And Joe does the same
Sit.
Thing. And he'll be like, "Calm down." And I'm like, "Okay." And that's when I know I'm like, "Fuck! I need to stop being an asshole." It works though.
Really?
Yeah, I always shut right the fuck up, don't I? I'm like.
Who gets angrier more out of the two of you?
I want you to answer.
My
more.
Money would
I want
be.
You to answer something.
Well, you're more emotional than I am.
I
so.
Am
you
funny.
Are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a maniac.
I would guess that you'd be the more angry one out of the two.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
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 You guys want to take a minute?
I want Joe to answer some because I feel like you're not.
All right.
Stop hogging his mic.
I feel like I am. That's why.
I don't know what to ask now. I kind of asked all the basic ones. There's really nothing left.
Nothing fun?
Not really. I mean, I don't think anything you guys want to really get into.
If it's sex stuff, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm okay. Staying away from that.
Lick each other's buttholes.
All right, if you could change something about yourself to make your girlfriend or boyfriend, it's a question for both of you, happier in a relationship, what would it be?
If I could change something to make him happier?
Yeah, but let him answer for once.
Okay.
And then you can answer.
Okay.
That's what shows better, making plans. I'm, you know, fly by the seat of my pants, and, you know, that's something she doesn't really do, so.
You're not a schedule guy? You're more of a go with the flow?
Kind of.
Okay.
I don't know, it's come from like work where it's just like, well, things just come up, so it's like, I always got to go with it, but, you know, I wish I could structure my time better so we'd actually be able to spend better quality time together.
Right. Like make a schedule, basically.
Yeah.
And you?
Well, I would like to not be as crazy.
You always default to that one.
I know, because it gets
bad. You really think you're that crazy?
I don't think that I'm that crazy. I think I've definitely been more crazy in my life, but the fact that I'm not 100% okay, yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah, but you're not you make it sound like you're crazy, like you need to be in asylum type.
No, I don't think it's like that. Like,
what do
I
you
just,
mean? You mean like what? That you're are you neurotic? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Would you call it neurotic?
Like, I guess emotional does work. You're too emotional about shit.
Yeah, like yeah. I get like insecure about things.
Do you?
Yeah, so it's like I like need reassurance sometimes, and I like need to stop.
Wait,
reassurance.
What did you need?
Reassurance.
Damn it.
Why did I say it wrong?
No, because Chris had a great story earlier. He knows someone who says reinsurance.
Yeah,
reinsurance?
A girl I know said reinsurance, and I immediately thought of you.
Reinsurance.
And I had tears coming down my face. I was laughing so hard.
And she really thought that was the word?
Yeah.
Aw. I feel like that's a pretty, that could be a mix up.
Absolutely not.
I know.
It's a mix-up if you're stupid.
I know more people that say tagger than say tiger. Do you know how much that drives me insane?
Tagger.
Tagger.
I've never heard that.
That sounds southern.
Tagger.
I worked with a guy that said epitome instead of epitome.
Epitome. I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
either.
He would say like.
It sounds like a musical instrument.
It was a musician saying it. So, but it was just funny that he would say he's the epitome of a perfect student. We're like, a what?
I was just telling Chris outside. One of my ex-girlfriends pronounced it circumference instead of circumference. And I was like, what? She's like, what is circumference. I'm like, that's circumference, you dumbass.
On Friends, Rachel.
Back to real life.
Rachel always used to say presentation instead of presentation.
Yeah, but
I've heard
nuts.
People say presentation.
I have heard that too.
I don't like
presentation.
It.
I like it.
What's that one word you really hate?
Cottage.
Cottage. That's it. Oh,
I fucking hate that word.
Why does it make your skin crawl?
I don't know. It sounds disgusting.
Cottage.
It sounds like you have something in your mouth when you're saying it.
Does porridge sound bad to
no,
you?
No, that
too?
Sounds fun. I want to eat. Every time I, every time I hear porridge, I want to eat oatmeal. It's the same thing, right? It's like cream of wheat.
I don't know. Porridge. I never had porridge.
I feel like it's an old school way of saying oatmeal. Right? What's porridge? Oatmeal?
I don't eat oatmeal.
If
so
he's
I don't
Italian, he probably doesn't know what porridge is either.
Is it like gruel? I don't know. Is this what they're feeding kids at the orphanage?
I don't know.
It's gruel.
It's slop. Dave Grohl. He's the lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl.
Does anybody else have questions for these guys?
God, I feel like you do.
Are you aware of her Bill Clinton infatuation?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Have you learned the impression?
That'd be the next step.
That's probably the best thing.
The thumb up.
that's there you go.
Eminem does that.
Huh?
Eminem dressed up like Bill Clinton in one of his videos.
Are you aware that Eminem wanted to bang her?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was a girl that was jealous of her and tried to fight her over it.
Yes. In the bathroom.
And are you aware that all that happened in her head and not in reality?
Is he aware of the mermaid thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you handle that? We all have strokes.
He
how
was there when I was a mermaid for 5 seconds, by the way.
Come on.
Joe was there. He couldn't find me, but when he found me...
Don't bring him down to your level.
He was there on the beach.
But
I'm so amazed the guy that found her there thought she was a narc. While she's bleeding profusely from the knee, he's thinking she's there to bust him for smoking weed.
So the guy that thought you were a mermaid was high?
He was high, yeah.
So how does that make you a mermaid?
Because I scared him because I had fallen in the jetty, right. And he was sitting on the side, and I was going, help.
Well, obviously, you don't know mermaids because they don't just fall.
Well, it was slippery because of my legs, my feet, and I was screaming help because
your
I was going
feet were slippery.
I was going to drown. I was sinking into the
again,
rocks.
Not mermaid quality.
But
they don't drown.
Listen, he was like, whoa, holy shit. And I was like, did you think I was a mermaid? That's the first thing I said.
So you brought that to his attention.
And he
so you
said,
put it in his head.
I did. And he said, I didn't know who you were. I said, but so then I could have been a mermaid. And he said, yes. And then he helped me out. And then he said, I thought you were a narc because I got busted and I went to jail last night for smoking weed out here.
Jesus, do you have any explanation for that at all? Was she high during this? Like some, please help me understand.
I just know that we lost her for about 20 minutes when she, was off on the jetty. Pitch black out on the beach out in Wildwood and can't find anybody.
They couldn't find me and then they found me. And I was bleeding.
I think that guy invited us to a hotel party, didn't he, afterwards?
He did and I wanted to go and you guys were like, you have to clean up your leg. I'm like, fuck.
But you want the poor strut, was it?
Cherry.
Cherry vodka in the wound to clean it out.
I thought it would work. I didn't know. They're like, Missy, no.
I think straight up vodka would have
worked. Did you do that?
No, I tried to. They wouldn't let me. They
Why?
Were like,
what were they worried about?
They were afraid it was going to get infected because it was really bad. I have a scar still from it.
If it was regular vodka, I would have been fine with it, but that additive in it, I don't know, it just doesn't sit well with me. You don't know what's in there to make it
Did
taste like cherry.
Did you get stitches?
No,
she probably should have.
I probably should have, though.
Yeah.
It was bad.
All this that we're talking about, are these like the many qualities that attract you to her?
It's charming.
It's charming? It's charming. Is that the word you
that
use
is
for
the, That is the most polite thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't, like, it's not like I walk around like, la-di-da.
I didn't think so.
I want to say dumb shit now. Like,
no, I didn't think so. I think it just pops out. Random.
I think that imagination is key to happiness. And I think...
And knowledge is bullshit.
And don't try and trick me with your facts.
Yeah, that's like one of your, that'll be on your tombstone.
Yeah.
Stop trying to confuse me with all your facts.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have theories on everything. He knows my view on the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody does.
Yeah, I'm pretty open about that.
Do you believe in any of the conspiracies she does? Or do you just like, nah, not really?
The Illuminati thing's weird, because like, I was at the Denver airport, and that one is full of weird conspiracy theories, so you don't know what that is, because everyone swears it's a thing for the New World Order.
Where the Denver airport?
Yeah, because apparently they tore down a perfectly fine one and built one like outside of the city limits in the middle of nowhere, and there's always construction, but nothing's ever been built, and there's a rumor that like it's an underground bunker underneath there. They, you know, if something would happen, they would bring everyone there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's also weird paintings, if you look around, like murals throughout the entire Denver airport that are like really creepy, and they're supposed to be like things that are like, oh, if you look through all of them, it brings you hope, but it's like, these look like the world being conquered by some shadowy figure.
I mean, I've heard that there are certain places where they have like nuclear warheads underground in this country that you would never imagine. Like certain, you know, like as an example, I'm not saying this is where, but like maybe a shopping mall. There would be like nuclear warheads ready to launch. They're not all from one specific place. Just in case, like last ditch effort.
Gotta do it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be like really big though?
What do you mean?
Like, wouldn't they?
They're really big bullets. I think we established this.
Aren't nuclear warheads like as big as a mall?
No.
They can destroy
like
the whole
no,
world.
No, they're hidden underground. Like I was using it as an example. I'm not saying it's in a mall. Saying places you would never expect them to be.
Like in the ocean.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, they're in submarines in the ocean.
Yeah.
That's true.
But those are the smaller ones. I'm talking about the massive ones. The ones
that'll take
that
out a country?
Yeah. Like the last, like end of days type thing.
They're probably in the desert.
That too.
They're probably in Nevada
that
or
too.
Something.
Being controlled by the Whopper. we're going to Matthew Broderick set these things off.
Shall we play a game?
You made a War Games reference.
Yeah, right. I hear they want to remake that. I'm like, why? It's perfect. Much
yeah,
like RoboCop.
Fuck it up.
Yeah.
RoboCop being remade. I'm like, it was the one in 87, perfect.
Like Total Recall.
Yeah.
Total Recall, the new one was pretty good.
Was it?
I liked it.
Good.
I was shocked at how good it was. I heard that they're doing another Top Gun. Not a remake. They're doing a sequel. And Tom Cruise is supposed to be in it.
What?
Yeah.
All right. I don't like Tom Cruise.
Hollywood's officially out of ideas.
Yeah.
They really are. They're just regurgitating the same old shit.
Well, it's just like in the movie 21 Jump Street. The police captain said, "What did he said something along the lines of...
People lack imagination and creativity
and just
or something.
Recycle new stuff like we're not supposed to notice. Mm-hmm. Or recycle old stuff like we're not supposed to notice. So it's kind of like...
That's like all it is anymore. Yeah. It's fucking movies being redone.
Yeah.
If it was an old TV show, an old movie, anything, there's... I'm waiting for a Just the 10 of Us movie or something like that. It's like really, we are at the bottom of the barrel now.
Entourage. Alf. That's going to be a movie. Alf.
That'd be awesome.
Can we get a Wings movie?
News Radio. That was... Alf, that was actually an idea I heard that they would probably do.
I would watch Alf.
But a movie, not another TV show.
I would watch an Alf movie.
Yeah.
He's my homes.
Well, they already made a made-for-TV movie because they canceled it before they had a like a conclusion to it. Mm-hmm. So they had to make a made-for-TV movie because the government catches Alf in the last episode of the
I think
TV
I
series.
Saw
and
this.
Then, like, and the government said if they caught him, they're going to dissect him. And in the last episode, he's caught. So I think like a year or two later or something, they made another movie or like a made-for-TV movie to be like, oh, you got to explain all that away because
didn't it eventually end with him going back to his planet or something like that?
I think that's what it was. Something like that.
Yeah. Melman. That you know? Potato Bush? That
I
you know?
I love Alf.
That's good Alf knowledge, man.
I love it.
Potato Bush.
I like this Melman Bush.
What exactly did Alf eat if he's always trying to eat the house cat, but he doesn't ever eat their
lasagna.
Cat?
Lasagna.
No, that's Garfield.
No, that's Garfield.
Odie. He used to go in the fridge. He used to raid the fridge, right?
He used to eat pizza and shit.
He would eat everything.
And ice cream.
Just like
popcorn.
Cats, their favorite thing to eat on Mount Mac.
Yeah. I was sad that he never got that cat. I wanted him to get that cat. What?
It's a very special episode of Alf tonight.
You know they rerun it like every Thursday?
No.
Yeah, on the Hub channel, I think it is. Like it's like a kids channel.
It's called
they
the
do
Hub?
Like 6 hours of Alf.
Is it, like cable? Is it like a paid channel, or do you just have it for fun?
What do you steal TV from other people? Like, do you watch TV through a window of somebody's home?
Is it a
they just walk past the trailer right up next to it?
Although, actually, I was in a hotel in Tampa a few months ago. I swear to God, they had stolen cable there. Like, it was the worst quality I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it was like. Screen would just start scrambling.
They probably had the old scramblers.
Yeah, it was so bad. It was still a tube TV. Oh. The whole setup of it was bad. I'd drop ceiling in my shower, if that tells you how good of a place this was.
Holy shit.
There's probably like 6 pounds of marijuana above it.
Oh, you should have checked and seen if anything was up there.
Yeah, because you need more.
Well, it looked like something, like, you know, they provide you with a table and chairs there. Right. Like someone crapped their pants on one of them. Like, they gave you a complimentary newspaper, so it'd like, you know, put it down over top of it before it did any work. So I'm like, I'm not sitting in that. This place, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's the digs I get put up in. Yeah, I can see light coming in through the door frame when I woke up in the morning.
So it must be
That's like the place we stayed in Flint was like the yeah. It was scary.
Yeah, but Flint is a fucking war zone.
Yeah, it is.
I was gonna say it was also next to a strip club, but I'm in Tampa and everything's next to a strip club in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah, Tampa's got a shit ton of them.
That and Scientology. They're both in the same area. I don't get how that exactly works. But, like, one of the big headquarters is down
Scientology,
there.
Scientology strippers.
Stranger things have happened. Although, I don't think it's a sin to take your clothes off for money. Tom Cruise would probably approve.
Tom Cruise? Yeah. I think Tom Cruise is, like...
He's the head of Scientology.
I know, but I think he's being a little more hush-hush than he used to be.
Cause, that's because Leia Remini is talking mad shit.
Who?
Leia Remini.
A chick from King of Queens?
Yeah. She just dropped out of Scientology.
Why?
No, because she said she didn't like the way where it was going.
She wants to know where the head of the Scientology's wife is, because she disappeared. Nobody knows where she's
How at. Long has she been gone?
A while.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a year or so.
Really?
Yeah.
And that...
Well, they have a bad rep of like putting their people in like dungeons and stuff, and yeah.
What?
Yeah,
they have like conversion therapy or ones where it's supposed to be cleansing things. They have all sorts of stuff where people have died from it, and they don't really want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Somehow they have enough money and political clout to kind of squash all that.
I was going to say, so is there any chance of ever hearing of what really happens in this stuff?
There's some people come forward every so often and like talk about, you know, all the crazy things that
I think,
you know,
a woman just wrote a book.
Yeah,
about really.
Yeah. She's kind of like in hiding. I mean, she was on radio shows.
She's
stuff.
Like WITSEC from Scientologists. Mm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would have to find out from like someone that knows, like Tom Cruise. Like, you would need a head. Like Katie Holmes, I would feel like would know a lot, even though they divorced. But I feel like she was a Scientologist when they were together.
Is she still one?
No, that's one of the reasons why.
That's one of the reasons why they got a divorce. She said he was too crazy with that, and she didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
They wanted to do.
It really is like.
I think they wanted to do something to their kid, yeah. And she was like, "Fuck you."
Send her away for a couple months, and like,
yeah.
No, that's like the idea of like the silent birth, and no one in the room is supposed to say a thing. The woman's not supposed to yell or scream or anything because
that'll happen.
Because it's like the first instance that they're in the world, so they don't want to have it be a traumatizing thing. So like everyone has to be quiet and peaceful while they're being born.
Who came up with this shit?
L. Ron Hubbard.
But thank you. Like, what is the point, though? I mean, really? It's just,
I mean, it's just some other.
It's almost like everything's against nature and anything natural.
Oh yeah,
that's what it seems like.
This is all about like being on another planet, too.
It's like training yourself to be a robot.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm. Where were we walking to? Were we past the Philadelphia one?
We were in Philly.
Oh, going to Underground Arts, but like I think it's on what, Race or Arch, that Philadelphia has their own like storefront for Scientology.
Right. There was a guy sitting in there. It was weird.
Jesus.
He like had the door wide open. We walked by. He was like,
is there any Scientology places around here?
In Jersey?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I've never seen one around here. Even in Philly, I've never seen one.
In Philly, there's a few.
It's like 13th and Arch. It's around the city. It's by the convention center. Like it's not.
Really?
Totally
it's a couple blocks away from the convention center.
Oh shit!
Because we were walking back from the convention center area.
Yeah, because we were trying to find a Wawa and came across that. It's like
found the next best thing.
Yeah.
I have a Theta Classic.
It didn't look very like my uncle used to be a Scientologist.
Really?
And he, when I was like 11 or 12, took me to a Scientology church.
Explains a lot.
And I was like, this is such crap.
I don't, oh, that's crap.
The Italian market a few years ago, they were walking around handing out handmade flyers for to come in to get a personality quiz. But like, I thought, when I took it, I thought it was for like a Chinese restaurant. So I was like, all right. So, you know, it looks kind of it looked like it was done in MS Paint. So I was like, all right, whatever. And like, read through it. I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're just walking around handing these things out?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. They're weird.
I'm trying to think. There's a whole bunch of list of like the personality quiz.
They really got their ass kicked. They did that 25 years ago at the Italian market. Tried to do that shit.
Yeah, it's a different. The Italian market's a different place now.
It's more like the Chinese market.
They do want to change the name of it.
Yeah,
isn't what just the 9th Street Market?
I think I think they have a few different names.
There's only a
for
few
it.
Italian places left.
There really isn't that many. The ones that are on there are amazing, though.
Oh, they're good.
So Bruno Brothers has the best fucking cheese in all of the world.
I'm sorry? Cheese?
Best cheese.
Like what kind of cheese?
Every fucking kind of cheese. They have food, too.
They have the best cheese in the world. So, like, you can tell the difference between a piece of Wawa cheese and their cheese?
No, they have, like, every kind of cheese. It's like a cheese store. Like they
welcome to the cheese factory.
Okay, they have the best fresh mozzarella that I've ever had in my life.
Okay, now we're talking.
Ever in my life, it's so fucking.
That's
good.
A bold statement. Now I'm intrigued.
I ate so much till my stomach hurt. I ate like
oh my god,
almost a whole plate of fucking mozzarella cheese balls. I must have ate 20 of them.
I believe it.
It was and I
they're fucking
sick.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. I was so sick for days. They were amazing.
Constipated too. That shit makes
sense. I'm lactose intolerant. Shit went right through.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to know that. Joe, did you know that?
You're lactose intolerant and you've never farted in front of him?
No.
That's amazing.
Wait, right, I haven't. I don't feel. I've never had. I'm really good with my cheese intake, though. Like, I know what I'm allowed to eat. Like, I don't eat ice cream because it fucks my stomach up too bad and I'll be like farting galore. So, I've never
eaten. You never let one slip?
No.
That you know.
I burp a lot.
Next week, I'm bringing 3 pounds of fresh mozzarella.
Oh, my God. It's on sale.
I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself.
She never lets them slip when you're sleeping?
That's crazy.
It's like a little. Like,
well, I mean, would you notice?
If yeah.
You're sleeping?
No, well, while she's sleeping.
It gets me every time.
Is that from Family Guy?
Yeah.
So, I was thinking of the one from Dumb and Dumber.
When he's on the toilet.
Yeah. That one. That one.
The other one I played was from Step Brothers.
Okay. Oh, that's.
Oh, yeah.
I can ketchup. Onions and ketchup. I can taste it. Sorry.
This is the one from Family Guy.
Sorry. Sorry.
There's a whole like screen of just farts.
I have
Chris has everything.
Half a screen.
Probably 45 of them. Too many.
He's got everything on that thing. It's great. That's funny. So are you ashamed to fart?
No.
Oh. So if you had to, you would?
Yeah.
Really?
I wouldn't. No, it's just fart. It's gas. Got to get it out.
Right.
I don't want to hold it in.
Right.
I burp like a maniac. I burp
I know
constantly.
You do. Mm-hmm. I know you do. You burp constantly. We have like 1,000 of her sound bites burping on the show.
I burp so much. I've been trying not to burp as much.
Why?
Like in the mic.
You don't want to hold it in. Oh, in the mic.
Yeah, well, I just feel like it's
burp
rude
away.
Kinda.
Nobody
That's
cares.
Rude. I'm like, I'm burping all the time.
Are you guys on the same page as far as future? Kids.
That was my question.
Yeah.
I don't want kids.
Neither do I.
Yeah, Joe doesn't either. We're good at that, right?
You're good,
right? Hey, high five.
Really? You guys are going to high five?
High five, no kids. I high five everyone when they say they don't want kids.
High five.
I think there's actually, I didn't get to read it, but Time is doing something about that.
I read it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, how being child-free is the new dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like having it all is not having kids.
Yep, that's exactly what the article was called.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It just reiterated everything that I think about having children. It was amazing. That's me. Wait, play that thing that makes me sound like a dinosaur.
I don't know.
This is amazing.
I deleted a lot of shit.
The slowed down sneeze?
I may have deleted it. I was trying to make room. I'm sorry.
Should you put that on an external?
I could. I mean, it's still on the computer. I just don't think it's on the actual soundboard.
Right. No worries.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just amazed by that, always, that I made that sound.
Here's the really long one.
Play the actual sneeze.
So is that when the T-Rex gets out of its cage or what?
This was the sneeze. The day she did that, I'll never forget, all of us, we were scared shitless.
Yeah, I had a turtle head poking out.
I mean, it's right into the mic, man.
Yeah, I tried. I was like trying not to sneeze, and then it just fucking forced itself out.
Oh.
OMG.
See, this is what he's been missing out by not listening to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that. We should play him some of the gems that she said on this show.
I have a question for him.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to get into this real quick. Her gift-giving skills.
I know.
Well, yeah, but he's not gonna trash her.
You don't have to trash him, but we're all honest here.
She got me a Death Row Records Christmas album, so...
That just did it for you? That was good enough?
Jesus is a simple man.
So yeah. I found that in college and could not find it again, and she found a copy of it.
It was thoughtful.
It was thoughtful. Yeah. Because you got him something he was looking for. It was like the Holy Grail for him.
Yeah.
You just cheaped out.
I mean, that was the topic of a couple shows, was the shitty gifts that
yeah,
people get.
I'm not good at getting gifts.
Yeah, and she lost her right to ever say anything bad about my girlfriend,
yep.
Because in the very beginning, she was ripping her a new one for all the shitty gifts that she got me.
and now
she completely fell in the same boat.
Yep.
And my girl's actually getting way, way better.
Hey, Christmas, his birthday is coming, like... I will.
You're gonna make up for that.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. I will.
You're gonna get a wooden spoon autographed by somebody.
Rick Springfield.
Shut up. I'm gonna get.
Here's to Jesse's girl.
It's the best I could do.
Shut up.
I get play some of those clips.
Oh. Okay, so these are some of the gems that we had to keep on the show.
They don't inject you with science when you're born.
You see why we wanted her to stay on the show, right? I mean, some of the
shit...
He
wants to say something.
I find it very hard to believe that one day my brain won't work anymore.
Oh, this is her trying to say inanimate object?
An inanimate object.
An anemone?
I don't know.
An inanimate object. My mind overpowers science.
I got one.
Okay.
It's a popular one.
Our squirrels are very personable.
Squirrels are personable.
I love squirrels.
Where does your energy go?
Oh, that was a big one.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
X equals Y, and that's the
Abdullah Abu Gaba.
Oh, God. That sounds like a Creole dish.
I'm all races, all ethnicities. It actually shocks me sometimes that you guys don't understand what I'm saying.
What was we talking about when she said this?
Do I not have any? Because I'm a girl?
Pancreas.
She thought because she's a girl, she doesn't have a pancreas.
It's like the prostate.
Let's see. Oh.
Humans had gizzards.
I really think that.
Magnets make you see things.
Usami.
Usami.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was like one of the originals.
Male crickets were just rapists.
What was the somatoma thing? What was she trying to say? Do you remember?
Wasn't I reading ingredients?
There's a new one. Thank you.
I was
ding.
Wasn't I like you guys told me to read some, right? And was
I'm really fucking stupid.
She. This was her trying to read whatever it was.
Sabatabata.
That was one.
Somatomato.
And then it turned into
Somatoma Satan.
What the hell was it?
I don't remember. It was fucking hysterical. We were crying. We literally were had tears rolling down our face.
Fuck, least, I don't remember.
At least you find that funny. Once I was trying out a PA in a music shop, and I had to return a copy of The Stranger to the library. I had to read it in school. And I just started reading from that while doing it. The guy didn't find it funny when I went through about four pages of The Stranger before I went, oh, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm not going to get check one. So my mom died today. Or was yesterday. I don't remember. And just went
and he's like, get out of here.
Yeah, it's for, are you buying this or get out?
That was just a taste of my knowledge.
No.
But yeah, the guy was not, was it Andy Kaufman? Didn't he used to do stuff like that?
Yeah.
The guy had no patience for any of that.
Congestible. That sounded terrible.
Not contagible.
This was her attempt at what was it? Well, this was her professing her love for Green Day.
I love Green Day.
Green Tea.
In which I don't.
And then she sang a little verse.
On my own, here we go.
Yeah, you had some really good ones. Really, really good ones.
I saw a squirrel eating a meatball. I did. That was awesome.
Do squirrels eat meat? Or is it just because it's there?
According to her.
Apparently yeah. The squirrel she hangs with does.
He had a bib on and everything, just getting ready to chow down.
He was eating it like a gentleman.
Out of a Wawa cup. No. You didn't tell him this story?
Yeah, I told you, didn't I? On the side of the road, I saw...
He looked surprised.
I saw a squirrel eating a meatball, and he was eating it like a gentleman. He had it both hands.
What?
No. A fork and knife.
Yes, rather.
And he was eating it out of the cup. Maybe, somehow, we were invisible. I don't even know.
You're talking about being in a bar and not being served.
Oh, I was invisible.
I think we were invisible.
Is that a dragon?
Oh, and then there was the sad ones about Ozzy.
But then Ozzy died.
Ozzy did die.
I know. You killed him.
I did not.
I'm just kidding.
Devil.
This was no. This was you calling yourself your other. Were you? I think you were talking about one of your alter egos.
Melissa is a bitch. It's all people made up stuff and put it in there.
Oh my god, what's wrong with me?
I'm an embarrassment to myself. Do you remember that?
God,
that is so adorable. I'm like speaking different.
That led into a song too, right? That.
Oh,
is
yeah.
That what it was?
Yeah, that was the.
Oh, God.
I don't even know if I had that anymore. No, I don't.
Just pages and pages of these things.
Oh my God, they never end. This was. Did you ever hear about that woman who had a stroke while she was doing a news story?
Yeah.
Well, we played a soundbite of the woman having the stroke.
Let's go hit Terrace Chase and those for the bit to have the pet.
And we used that, you know, for her. And then one day, out of nowhere, she did her own. So we were like, we thought she was having a stroke too. We were like, wait, what happened?
So what are you thinking? Like, this is going to be great publicity for the show.
No kidding. Wow. Call TMZ.
Yeah. We call 3610. We got to get out here for this. And then call 911.
Then call 911.
Priorities.
That's right. Yeah. No, we have a blast with her. She's funny.
We do have fun. A lot of fun. I just told him that he could watch this or listen to the show.
Why did you not have him listen? I'm just curious.
I didn't know how he was going to feel about it, and I didn't want him to.
That's when we first started dating.
Yeah. And
so I just kind of stuck with it since then.
I got you.
Because I didn't want.
You never secretly listened to it.
That's what they said. They were like, they.
I would. Like, I mean, if you told me not to, I'm the kind of person to be like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I'd listen. Like, not to all of them, just
to see what. Yeah, why can't I?
Yeah. Why can't I listen?
Not even the hiding part. Just like, what's the big deal? Yeah. Why couldn't I listen? Type thing. You know what I mean?
No, so bad about it. I just listened to whatever she played me back. But that was about it.
You play stuff back.
Well, I listened to it. I'm at
She probably cherry picks. Like, no. Yeah, let's get past all this. So, like 3 minutes of radio.
Well,
sugar.
Now I'll like.
Let me go to my shine. Let me go to my spot.
I'll like have him listen to it so that he can tell me if he can tell what's wrong. Like, does this sound good? Like, stuff like that.
Oh.
Not, like, topics, but the actual sound. Like, does this sound right? It's like, oh, this sounds like this. This sounds like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's stupid stuff. I didn't think he would care, and then at the same instance, it's a new relationship, so I didn't want to have to explain.
Guess you're like a year and a half in?
Yeah, but we just never talked about it again. And then finally, like, after a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, yeah, you can, like, listen to the show whenever you want now. Like, it's... I'm not worried about...
See, it's funny. You're trying to get him to listen. I'm trying to get her to stop.
Well, I talk about you guys enough now that he's got a feel for each one of you, so he wouldn't take it personally.
Great.
Like, anything personally. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was worried about. Like, another, like, crazy, like, controlling, like, you know what I mean? Like, just about it. And I didn't want that, you know?
Gotcha. So now he's going to do a podcast with three women.
That's fine.
You can't listen.
I've never ever lied.
I don't
anything.
Think he wants to anymore.
What's that?
He already dates five women. I don't think he wants anymore.
He's gonna be on the Jersey Ginas.
Ginas. You know who I thought was that? Gina.
What?
Oh, it's from 40-year-old Verge.
Oh.
What is that?
There it is again.
I said virgin wrong. I said virgin.
Poor miss.
You're depressing me.
Oh, that's the other thing. The throat clearing.
Oh, I try. I've been stopped doing
that's
that.
That's a big one.
Remember when my voice used to gargle all the time, too?
Yes.
God.
Oh, what was that one?
It was gross. Every time I hear it, I want to throw up.
I got it.
I don't care.
What was the other one? There was another one we played all the time that had it. Shit, I don't remember. Do you remember what it was?
I think the one she's like, ugh, God.
That's it.
Yeah, it's so gross. No, it's so disgusting.
I haven't played that in a long time.
It's disgusting. I sound so disgusting.
Got to go through the vaults to find them.
Seriously, I just deleted a bunch of shit, too.
Oh, yeah, I hope you deleted it.
Oh, I know. No, it's still on the computer, just not on
no,
the
I hope it's not on your board, because it can still be there, but it's useless.
Huh?
That was what she was famous for a long time. Huh?
Huh?
That and boom.
Boom. I haven't said boom in a long time.
Yeah, every time she thought she was right about something, she would yell that.
Boom!
And then I was wrong.
Yeah. What was that one thing that really twisted you up?
I was really pissed off about one thing, too, and I don't remember.
Yeah, you were really...
I was like...
You almost hurt by
I
it.
Was. I was like... It changed my world, I felt.
Yes.
What was
potatoes
it?
Potatoes growing in the ground?
That could be one.
No, it was something about... something you said.
Yeah, and you were like really upset.
It really
about
fucked me up.
Yeah, I don't remember though.
I think it had something to do with the soul leaving the eyes when you die.
Oh, it was that.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was a real thing. That like your eyes turned off or whatever. And and you explained to me exactly what it was and why it did that. And it was
God.
That's it.
Oh, God.
Same explanation that Glenn gives in Wayne's World about, you know, the Native Americans say if you stab a man in the dead of winter, you know, the same rhyme is with his soul leaving his body. Honestly, if the guy worked really, like my Dunkin' Donuts, I would go in there more often.
She really was hurt by that.
I was really upset. It rocked my world.
You were really...
Because I thought that
like, I can't
was,
believe that.
Yeah.
You look sad.
I was sad because I thought it was something special.
How do you deal with her stupid... not her stupidity, but her stupid language that she speaks. Slang.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like cray-cray.
Like cray and biffle and what else?
I don't think he has to deal with it, though.
You don't talk to him like that, just us and your friends?
No, I talk to him like that.
Okay. How do you deal with that?
It's a language I've learned. It goes on the resume under accomplishments.
Yes. Missipedia. That hasn't been a Missipedia word in forever.
I know. Yeah, you dropped that off for a while. Even your do you even do like blogs anymore?
Yeah, I do blog.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize
I tweet
that.
Them. I'm kind of slowly starting to get away from Facebook. I do Facebook for like the jerks. Right. And then that's about it.
People love the pics that you put up.
I try. Yeah. Like, I try and find funny stuff. I have a folder filled with, like, 500 of them.
You just, like, one a day.
I do. And I, like, look through it, and I'm like, oh, man. I always try and do something that's, like, going with what's going on in life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like a theme.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't find anything for Riley Cooper that was funny. Everything was stupid. Because I would
really
post that for his.
Did you show her the picture?
Oh, you found a picture? Was it funny?
I would say so.
Oh, no.
It's a picture of Riley Cooper's New Jersey.
Mm. Oh, I did not see that.
That's great. Isn't there a picture of floating around out there of, was it Hernandez, Tebow, and him all in the same shot? And
it's like
a preacher, a racist, and a killer walking to a bar.
That's from their Florida days, right?
Yeah.
Tal showed me that.
That's crazy.
Shit cray.
That shit's cray.
That shit cray.
How's her group of friends? Are they similar to her?
They don't, you know, I wouldn't say similar. I don't know.
There's no such thing.
They're all different. I'm
trying to be nice here.
Hey.
Like,
but no, everyone understands the language, though.
They understand the language.
Yeah.
So we are definitely saying that there is a different language here.
Yes.
Okay. But are they more like her with the imagination and the being crazy, you know, that kind of thing? Being out there a little bit. She's a little out there, let's be honest.
Not as much.
No, they're not as much. Is she the leader of the crew? Would you consider her the leader?
Are you giving him answers?
Yeah, don't.
It's like the lawyer.
No, there's no leader.
Is she the top dog?
No, there's no leader.
She's not the Regina of the group?
No. No. The thing is that all my friends are different. It's not like we're one big group of friends. I have a lot of friends
from different
groups. Yeah, gotcha. I don't like that shit. Like, I have my work friends, and then I have my work, but outside friends, too, than my outside friends.
Is your Biffle an outside friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you keep them apart by choice?
No, sometimes I mix them all together.
She's the fucking leader.
They do the same thing for me, though.
She mixes matches.
They do the same thing for me.
You got the power.
They do the same thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no power.
Okay.
No. But my Biffle is she. She's the most like me, I feel, out of anybody.
Your Biffle?
She's awesome. I love her.
You're such a flaming cunt.
You are just over the line of mental retardation.
I have a friend that's 21, and she reminds me of who I was when I was 21. That's freaky. Yeah.
That's bad.
She's crazy.
She's nuts?
She's so nuts. She's probably worse than me than when I was 21. She's a sweetheart. She's got a great heart, but she is insane.
Well, like an example.
Like with boys, and like no matter what happens, happens.
Well, there's her problem right there. She shouldn't be dating the boys.
Like there's never just going out to the bar with her. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have to get her out of a fight or to get her out of jail.
So she's a drama queen.
She's a crazy drama queen. But her heart's always in the right place. She's a sweetheart.
She tried stopping a fight on South Street. It's like, how would you just keep on walking to the car?
I know.
Let's
sort
it out.
Like, okay, can somebody get Nicole?
Did she have anything to do with this fight that was going on?
No,
she just
walked
just
upon it.
She thought she was being a good Samaritan?
Yeah. And
meanwhile, she catches an elbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's enough cops on South Street. Yeah. Let them deal with it.
Yeah.
She deserves it. She gets popped in the eye.
She's not being a mean person.
No, but stay out of it. I mean, especially two dudes. They don't give a fuck.
Well, she's really hot.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, so I feel like she probably thinks she can stop a fight by being pretty.
If she lifts up her top, yeah, they'll stop immediately.
That's true. She's got the biggest boobs I've ever seen in my life.
There you go. Guarantee you two guys will stop.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they're fags.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Gays. Marco crossed the line, apparently.
Gays.
Gays.
Homosexuals.
Is it floppy?
I can't wait till your girl's back on the show.
She ain't coming back.
Are we ever going to have your wife on the show?
No.
That would be fun.
I don't think she listens.
No, she doesn't listen. Yeah. That'd be hell revisited for me.
No.
That's got to be a stipulation there, right?
Thank you. What?
You can do it as long as she doesn't have to hear it.
No, there's no stipulation. No.
Like, you don't listen to it while she's home, right? But you listen. You don't listen to replays while you're home.
That's what headphones are for.
Yeah, I put my headphones.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But right. I mean, she's listening to whatever. But she's listening to,
you know. She's ignoring you. You're ignoring her. Everything works out.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I just read an article that said that not sleeping in the same bed will make your marriage last longer.
That's horseshit.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, mm-hmm. My parents haven't slept in the same bed in like 20 years.
Do they have different rooms?
Yes. Now they do. Now, yeah.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, okay.
So they're a 1950s couple from television?
Hey, but they always stay together, man.
They stay.
They don't have bathrooms in their houses, too. So what does that say about life?
It's cheaper to keep them.
Yeah, it is.
At that age, like, why divorce?
Well, you know what? My parents are, like, old school Italian. They don't. None of them really get divorced.
Oh, yeah. It's like an abomination.
At this point, it's like, look, you're you spent all this time. What else are you going to do? You know, they're not getting any younger. My dad's going to be close to 70 soon.
You just want to get on OkCupid or anything like that?
No.
Match.com?
No, no J-Date or anything like that.
Is he rich?
Christian
like rich
Finder. Huh?
He could go on like rich people.
Ashley Madison.
He's not rich.
Ashley Madison, that's it. No, but that's for married couples. What? How do you know about that, Marco?
Howard Stern. Challenge.
I know about it because my friend is trying to have a baby, and that's what she wanted to name her daughter if she had a daughter.
Ashley Madison?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
And now she's like, I can't. But she's not pregnant yet.
It's like naming your son Dirk Diggler. No, that's not a good idea.
I was working at a place where there's brothers who were Bert and Ernie. I thought that was pretty mean.
Bert yeah, and that's Ernie? Fucked up.
Yeah,
that is fucked
that's
up. Fucked up.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Bert and Ernie.
There's also a girl named Precious there. They're spelled phonetically.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you spell that phonetically?
It's got to be an S-H in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Preshoo.
Is there a C?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
I like to buy a vowel.
Is there a C?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other like new wave names I've seen out there. Like Attaché. I saw a kid named that.
Attaché.
Attaché.
Yeah.
Used to be a woman wrestler on fucking Glow.
Gnoria.
Attaché.
Attaché on Glow? Yeah. I don't remember Attaché.
She'd walk around with a briefcase.
Well, that would explain the name.
Yeah.
That was a stage name, though, as opposed to a birth name. And that was a guy you said it was
named? No, it was a girl. It was Attaché.
Attaché. Jesus Christ.
Wow. How do you spell that? Is there more than one like little thing?
What a accent on it?
Yeah.
He's like your walking like dictionary / encyclopedia.
Like, you know, like
speak and spell.
What
/
is that?
What the
thing?
Accent?
A hyphen.
He said it like a billion times. It's an accent.
Isn't an accent?
Yeah.
It's an
not
accent.
The thing that's over.
Not an apostrophe.
The thing that's up high but in between
on
letters.
On top of the letters.
Not on top. In between.
What, like, an apostrophe?
An apostrophe.
That's an apostrophe.
Yeah.
But what you're thinking of is an accent.
It is called an accent?
Attaché has an accent in it.
I thought that's what's over like an E.
Or an A.
Like touché.
Yeah. Well, then you also have the other ones. Like there's...
What, the tilde? Is that the one that's the curved line ever like ends and stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck was it called?
A tilde.
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 Not Matilda. Matilda the Hun.
I thought Tilda Swinton.
The actress? You're funny. She's like bending her nose on the mic. Tilda Swinton?
Did you guys watch Picasso, baby?
No. I
did you?
I turned it off when it came on. I was watching Bill Maher.
It's 10 minutes long.
Wait, what's Picasso, baby?
It's a Jay-Z's documentary.
Yeah, what is it about? It just looks
ridiculous.
He raps
for 8 hours.
Six hours.
And it's 10 minutes long?
Yeah, they got it down to 10 minutes.
Is it a weekly thing?
No.
It was an art.
It was an art performance that he did.
I saw Judd Apatow on there.
Judd Apatow was there. There was a bunch of, there was, I think, 300 different artists there. And they all, like, fed off of each other. Like, not like art-wise.
Like they ate like food dancers off of each dance. Other?
It was like a Caligula party. That sort of thing.
Didn't a fat chick in a fucking scooter, like, scoot around him while he was rapping?
Yeah. There's this.
That's
this,
art. That's art.
There's like a ballerina.
He was on Bill Maher right before that too.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
Yeah, he was the guest at the end, and he was. They were talking about it, and you know, Bill Maher was just praising him the entire time about his lyrics and some of the songs that he's done, and to hear him talk, Jay-Z, it's like I can't even stop laughing.
Why?
Because he's constantly cracking his voice, and he sounds like a little boy.
He does have a young voice.
You like that? That's what it sounds like. And it's just to hear him talk about serious shit. It's like, how can you take him seriously? Although, his voice has got to be cracking now. Did you see his wife's new haircut?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
I tried to...
You know how, what's her name's been having it all this time?
Pixie?
Rihanna. Yeah.
Really? It's like Miley Cyrus's.
It's
more,
parted
smaller.
On the side. It's a dude's haircut.
It's not a wig, it's an actual hair.
No,
actual
she got it chopped.
They're saying that it's her hair.
The problem was she got her hair caught in a fan or something during a concert and it ripped her track off. Like her weave.
Oh.
So then she just had it styled.
I didn't know she had a weave.
She had it styled. It's all fucking horse hair.
But she got the good hair.
But she got it chopped off, though.
Well, once that happens, they styled it up.
Yeah, well, now she looks like Rihanna, and now I'm hoping Jay-Z turns into Chris Brown and beats the shit out of her. Because
Jay-Z would never beat the shit out of Beyonce. Are you crazy?
No.
That's
his
queen.
I was joking. He won't do that.
They're the Illuminati.
Although, it's going to be really tough to look at her. He's going to have to do it.
I mean, she has a pretty face, though, so.
She doesn't look that pretty anymore with that hair. I didn't realize how much hair makes a difference.
Right, makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Listen to this, and you're going to shit yourself.
Hold on.
I hope not.
Let me empty this cup out and hold it underneath.
Put some newspaper down first.
I couldn't save this picture. It wouldn't let me. I don't know why. I was on Instagram, and it wouldn't let me do anything to it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to post it on the Jerks page. I couldn't.
Mm.
It's Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And her new haircut. Mm-hmm. And right next to it is Dave Chappelle when he plays a white person.
No shit. And they look alike, don't
they?
They
look exactly alike.
Oh.
And they're like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, oh shit. Or it said something like, remember when before Beyonce turned into Dave Chappelle?
Chuck Taylor.
Yeah, it's the Chuck Taylor one. Yeah. And they look exactly alike. They look exactly alike. And I was like, that's fucked up.
Back to you, Bob.
And I forget. I think it's some. I think the girl that tweeted it follows the Jersey Jerks, too. And she even put, she's like, I hate when people make these things. And I'm like, and that's dead on.
That's actually funny because now that I think about it, because I saw the picture today, she does kind of look like that character.
Yeah.
There was another one of that picture, but with Jay-Z going, with the face. Like, what the fuck did you do? But he's got room to talk.
This relationship is over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I was just shocked when I saw that. I was like, wow, she really chopped that shit off. I mean.
Yeah, it's really, really.
There are certain girls that can somewhat get away with it. She's not one of them.
You don't think so?
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you think Miley Cyrus does?
I don't. I never thought she was attractive.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I still think, isn't she still a kid? So I really didn't look at her like that.
I don't
like
know. How old is she now?
She's like 20 now, 21 maybe.
Is she? I don't know.
She's
I always
a
thought
maniac.
She was a kid.
Yeah, I don't think she's attractive either.
Yeah.
Like she was like mannish or something. I don't know.
She looks like her dad.
She does look like her dad.
That's not really a good thing. Dad actually has nicer hair than she does. Billy Ray Cyrus has nicer hair than their daughter. I never really like looked at her, but there's not that many girls out there that have short hair that I could think of.
Yeah, but I think Rihanna pulls off the short hair really well. You don't?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've always thought that she is actually a man.
Oh.
I've always had this suspicion that she might actually be a dude.
Oh.
I don't know why she just looks like a tranny to me.
That's weird.
And so, and there's another one that looks like a tranny. The one with the blonde hair. The black girl with the blonde
Ciara?
Hair.
Ciara?
Ciara.
I don't know.
Nicki Minaj? She,
maybe
her. She's on one of those she's music on shows.
Yeah, it's Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
I think that's a dude, too.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's Nicki Minaj
fucking,
was a dude.
No lie. My honest, my opinion, she is disgusting.
I can't stand her. She, I can't stand looking at
her.
No,
she's like, she's so unattractive to
me. Yeah, she's not attractive.
I mean, she's like...
The thing that's weird about her is she has every single attribute that would make a girl pretty. But when you put it all together, she looks weird.
She looks like a clown.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I was like on her Instagram and she has great tits, great ass. Like her.
See, I don't even know because she's always wearing.
And her like nice lips, nice eyes, nice nose, nice skin.
See, I think she's
but
gross.
All together, she's disgusting.
Like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. She doesn't look right. And it's weird because before I used to think she was semi-attractive. And now I'm just like, what is it about you that I don't like? Because you should be attractive, but you're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I always thought she was gross, though. Like, I never thought she was attractive. There's nothing about her that I find attractive. Her hair looks stupid. I mean, she's...
Yeah,
just...
but you think Katy Perry's hot and she does the same thing to her.
But I'm saying Katy Perry is genuinely pretty.
Okay.
Forget all the shit she puts on her face, the wig
you
she
like
wears.
That, so.
She's actually pretty. I've seen a picture without all that shit on.
I remember.
And I was like, oh, she's actually attractive. Like, you know, and the fact that she's not a rail or, like, all fake.
Yeah.
You know, that's admirable, too. It's like, she looks like one of those, like, 50s pinup girls.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Jane Mansfield or
she's
going to
be changing her look again, though.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah. She's going to be more gothic coming out.
I'm sure she is, because now she's not with the other dude, and she's with What's-His-Face. And
who's she with?
What's his name?
John Mayer.
Yeah, the guy that fucks every starlet.
She's with John Mayer again?
Yeah, they were at the 4th of July. She was with him. 4th of July concert.
That dude has the luckiest penis on the planet.
Absolutely, dude. He's probably hung like a fucking horse, too.
Yeah.
He's all fucking
if
head.
If not, he can write a song about you, though.
He's all head and fucking penis. He's got a huge head, too.
He plays that sensitive jerk thing to the tilt, and women love that.
He nailed that, yeah.
Yeah, women love that sensitive jerk thing where it's like, oh, he's so, you know, like, he's complicated. Cause he's so, you know, and it's, no, he's just an asshole.
Yeah, he's a player who can play guitar. It's really what it is.
Cocksucker.
That's actually admirable. That
yeah.
He can pull that much, like, great ass.
And he's a douchebag, too. Like, yeah. You know, you fuck him and then discard him. And he's done the best. It's Jennifer Aniston.
He obviously doesn't discard them if he's back with Katy Perry.
Well, maybe she threw it down.
Russell Brand just talked about how having sex with her, he would think about anyone else but her.
He's a sex addict. I mean,
he can't stop thinking about her.
No, he would. When he would have sex with Katy Perry, he would think about anybody
really
else.
Bad and bad.
She's probably one of those hot girls that just lay there. Like, I'm so hot, I can just lay here and do nothing.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
But Jennifer Aniston goes through guys. Jennifer Aniston goes through guys like.
Well, Jennifer
like,
Aniston.
She's got an issue.
Excuse
there's
me.
Jennifer Aniston goes
through
guys.
She does not.
You're talking about.
She really? Used to be a real miserable coos because she was.
That must be it. She must be a cunt.
Everybody
or a
left her
because
she's just always miserable.
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Aniston does. I think she's starting to move during sex now. In her 40s. Because she does look like she's really keeping herself up. I mean, she looks great.
She looks
you know?
Great.
She's like, I better step my game up.
She's 44 now.
Huh?
She's 44.
Yeah. She's still childless.
Good for her.
Oh, shut up. She's not having a baby.
She can't now. Unless she wants
that'll
to have
be retarded.
Yes.
She's got Down syndrome.
Hi, Chris.
Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, God. That's funny.
What do you think? Being on the show.
Oh, I'm sure he's fucking thrilled.
Missy, you are never doing the show with those assholes again.
Oh, yes.
No, it's a good time.
See?
I want to read through these because these are. We'll finish the show with this because it's kind of. It's kind of interesting. Chris sent me an email the other day. We talked about this a couple years ago, but there's a lot of new ones on here. These are actors that turned down notably famous movie roles. Mm-hmm. Now, this one, I don't remember this. Did we ever say this one? Mel Gibson as Batman?
I
never heard that either. As the original Batman.
Not Michael Keaton?
Right. As opposed to. Did you guys.
Now, I'm trying to, there's a whole bunch of names thrown around for that Batman, but I don't, because I remember people were upset with Michael Keaton because he was a comedic actor, and how dare you
right.
put a comedic
well, that,
actor.
When I first heard that, I was like, wow, Mr. Mom's going to be Batman. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing I thought of, but he pulled it off, you know, beautifully.
That's the thing, because comedy and tragedy are kind of, and like, so he's one of those things where, it, you know, he's funny, but you can tell he's melancholy underneath, and I thought he played that really well.
Yeah. He's my favorite Batman.
Is he?
Yeah.
I guess. This one was, now see, here's the thing, though. I don't like the movie, so I really don't care, but. Henry Winkler, formerly Fonzie, as Danny Zuko in Grease.
I never saw Grease.
Okay, so you're like in the same boat. Afraid. I've seen it, but I don't care for it.
I've never
the
heard
Travolta,
of that.
Travolta character.
Okay, I was just going to... But I... No, he couldn't have did that.
I never, but I could see that because coming from Happy Days and...
Yeah.
Well, that's,
yeah,
was
but
it the, Lords of Flatbush or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, Lords of Flatbush. That's a great movie.
Same character or type of character.
So yeah, but he's not tall.
Well, that's probably why he didn't get the part.
I don't think Travolta's that tall either.
Yeah, he looks tall.
That's the thing that he gives off the, you know, the vibe that he's tall. He could only be 5'5 or 5'8 or whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, for a long time.
In his shoes.
Yeah, for a long time, everybody thought Tom Cruise was a giant.
And he's so
like
small.
5'2. this one was interesting. Kim Basinger as Catherine Tremell in Basic Instinct.
I had never heard of that.
So we would have seen her Beaver instead of
Sharon Stone.
Sharon. And let's face it, she's no Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
I never heard of that one.
Kim Basinger's still a piece of ass, though.
Yeah.
I mean, at that, if you put those two side by side during that era.
They were both smoking hot.
They're both era.
Look at my piss flaps. Era.
Era hot. They're both hot, I mean, in their own right.
Yeah, I don't think it would have made a difference either way who you casted for that part.
I like Sharon
Stone. Between those
two. Sharon Stone gives, like, is. Bigger bitch, I feel. Like,
definitely.
She's crazier. And Kim Basinger has the same thing, but she also has, like, a nice quality in there as well.
I don't... Ever since Casino, I fucking hated Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
She was such a cunt in that
movie. She's the biggest cunt ever in all the movies.
Ever since that movie, I can't stand her.
She's the worst. She's pretty bad in Basic Instinct, too.
Yeah.
But she's really
stabbing
bad.
People with a fucking ice pick. Dougray Scott as Wolverine in X-Men. Now, that wasn't the only name I heard. The other guy was, I don't remember his name, but he's the guy who just played the new Judge Dredd.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was actually supposed to be, he was the final cut for Wolverine, and then because of a scheduling conflict,
I did hear that.
He decided to go with the other project, which did nothing.
Yeah.
And then Hugh Jackman got to be Wolverine.
So wait, who's the guy that you said was going to be it?
Dougray Scott.
Who's that?
He looks familiar, but I don't.
I don't know who he is. But
I think Hugh Jackman is Wolverine's my favorite X-Man besides Rogue.
X-Man.
Man.
X-Man.
And I think both of them were cast perfect.
How do you turn down a role that's going to be a franchise? You know it's going to be a franchise.
Well, you know what though, you may and you may not, because look at fucking what's it called? I was about to say
Daredevil.
Daredevil. look at Ben Affleck.
That could have been a franchise.
If that was a good movie, that could have been a franchise.
Yeah, but it's not the X-Men. That's completely different.
Yeah. Daredevil's a pretty popular. Look at the Hulk then.
Yeah,
the Hulk's one that you would think that would be.
I mean, at first it was Eric Bana, then went down the shitter, then it was Norton.
Norton.
Then that went down, and now it's what's his face? And
Mark Ruffalo, is that who it is?
Yeah, now, and he's going to stay as. This one I never heard of, and I thought was unbelievable. Sylvester Stallone as the Terminator.
Fuck that.
O.J. Simpson was also considered for it, I believe.
I remember. Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Leia, who's the mom from Back to the Future? She was saying something about that on like
Leia Thompson.
Yeah, that they were considering O.J. Simpson for it, but they considered
what?
Him too nice.
Wow. Meanwhile, it's the story of his life chasing down a white bitch.
I would love to catch Sarah Connor.
Like, oh, it's just crazy to think of like that. Nick Nolte was considered for Han Solo.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. Yeah. We talked about
Walken.
That.
Yeah, it's like
Christopher Walken. Yeah. Chewie.
Kurt Russell, I think, was also maybe considered. Out of all of them,
he did a read.
Okay.
Kurt Russell. There's actually a video of that.
Yeah. I can see that.
He's the one out of the three of them that I'm like, okay, he would play more as a space trucker at least.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah. You know, Christopher Walken, you know, Chewie, go fix the hyperdrive. Like, that's all you want to hear?
That's funny. Speaking of Han Solo, I think it's on here, too. Let me see if I can find it. I'll just jump to it. Al Pacino.
That's Han Solo?
I didn't know that was even an option.
That's nuts.
Wait, it's Al Pacino's Han Solo.
As Han Solo. Could you imagine? I couldn't imagine that at all. Mm-hmm. I can't. Because if you think about it, you know, Star Wars was filmed in the 70s. Remember, Al Pacino in the 70s sounded nothing like he sounds now. Like, right. Now he's like very, you know,
see, I would like Al Pacino now to play Han Solo. Well,
right, but I mean, back then he was very like, he had like a girly voice, mm-hmm. you know, chewy. Like, he's just very, like, you know, you see any of the movies, like even before he turned badass in The Godfather, he had like a very feminine type, you know.
Soft spot.
Very, yeah. That guy right there.
Yeah.
That's how he sounded like. You know what I mean? So yeah. I could, now that's the guy you would have heard in Star Wars.
I can't picture.
You know, the hyperdrive is broken, you know, like shit like that you would have heard, and it just doesn't. I'm glad that he didn't get, you know.
Nah.
This one was crazy. Ray Liotta as Tony Soprano.
Fuck no. I mean, okay.
Look, Ray Liotta is a great actor.
But he would have been a scary boss.
I don't know if The Sopranos would have been as successful.
Yeah, it would have been a different no. Tony Soprano.
Hell yeah, it would be different. He could have did it, but it wouldn't have been as good. Definitely could have did it, though. Because mm-hmm. he's played it. Yeah, I'm good, fellas. That makes sense.
Well, he played a mobster in Goodfellas.
He wasn't the boss. Yeah,
well, he didn't play a tough guy. He was just more of like
tough
a
guy
mobster.
With mental issues.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Ray Liotta's a good actor. I don't know how good that show would have been.
I don't know,
James
like,
the,
you know what I'm thinking of? I'm like kind of smushing.
Fucking sucked.
I'm smushing Goodfellas and like Copland together because he's a badass in Copland.
Yeah. Actually, Sylvester Stallone, I think, stole that movie.
Oh, yeah, he's the bigger badass, but.
No, he wasn't in Copland. He was a fat cop, and he was awesome in that movie.
He was deaf.
But Ray Liotta was a cop, too, wasn't he?
Are you sure you're thinking about the same movie?
Copland.
Ray Liotta was a cop. He was his friend.
I could have sworn that.
He was a big
city
cop. He was
he was the one that was dirty, though, wasn't he? He ended up being dirty. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone was like the only good cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He actually played.
I thought that was a good movie, and everybody used to make fun of me for it.
Stallone as Terminator would not have
fuck that.
Worked at all.
And no.
For Sarah Connor. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Everything he does sounds like Rocky. Everything.
Everything. I think that Arnold Schwarzenegger is perfect.
Well, yeah, if you want someone cold and emotionless, you go for a German.
And he's like...
Hey, I'm Austrian. Stop it. Michelle Pfeiffer as Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that could have been...
At least then...
That girl would have been good looking.
I was going to say, the one good thing about that, if it was Michelle Pfeiffer, then you would want to fuck Clarice Starling.
It's an upgrade. Absolutely. I don't think Jodie Foster is attractive at all.
To me, it
wouldn't
make a difference.
Jodie Foster.
No, she's not attractive, but
she's
obviously a good actress.
She's a good actress. This one was news to me. Will Smith is Neo in The Matrix.
I've read that before.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Fuck no.
No?
Fuck no, I wouldn't want him as Neo. I like Keanu Reeves.
I don't think it would have been the same. I mean, obviously it wouldn't have been the same with Will Smith.
Molly Ringwald as Vivian Ward in Pretty Woman.
That movie would have did nothing.
No. It needs to be a really hot chick.
Okay, I still don't see where the hot chick comes into play.
Julia Roberts.
She looks like the Joker with a red wig.
Yeah, but she was
Hello, she looks like Anne Hathaway when she was little.
Yeah.
She was what?
She looked like Anne Hathaway when she was young.
Anne Hathaway doesn't have a smile that starts at her earlobes.
Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
She's got... Oh, I don't know, man.
Jeremy Irons is Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs.
I could see that.
Jeremy Irons is a good actor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he would have... You know. This one I thought was funny. John Travolta as Forrest Gump.
No. Fuck no.
It would have been kind of funny, though.
It would have been funny, but he wouldn't have... That's a classic.
Yeah, but any of these are going to be like, fuck that, no.
Jenny.
I love Tom Hanks. He's like my
now here's where the Will Smith Neo thing balances the Black Morpheus. Sean Connery as Gandalf in Lord of the Rings and Morpheus in The Matrix. Turned them both down.
I feel like no on Morpheus. But yes on Gandalf.
Yeah. Trinity is a cunt. She's a cunt. Yeah, I don't see him for either part. I think
Gandalf probably.
Gandalf would have been go with that.
You think so? I think Magneto did a great job as Gandalf. I don't know who Emily Browning is. Not 100% sure. She looks kind of familiar, but she was originally supposed to be the lead girl in Twilight.
Yeah. Does she look like Kristen Stewart?
No, she doesn't even look closely. Like, Kristen Stewart looks way better.
Oh.
I think anybody in that part would have blew him up to stardom, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, because Chris Stewart really wasn't known for that.
I don't know. You know? Marley Maitland probably wouldn't have been a good.
Who? Yeah. What are you talking about?
The deaf chick.
Yeah.
You hear something?
And you will more.
Dana Delaney as Carrie Bradshaw, Sex in the City. Who?
Dana Delaney.
She's
Dana
hot.
Delaney.
She was in Tombstone. She played the chick that Kurt Russell ended up with at the very end.
She in anything else?
She was in some other shit. I don't remember. Was she the one in The Fugitive? No, I get her confused with that other actress. Fuck.
Was she in a TV show or anything?
Is Dana Delaney from Philadelphia?
Yes. Yeah, she actually did a show. It was about Philly lawyers or something. I think it was called Philly.
Okay.
It was only on for like one season. Obviously, didn't do well.
Oh.
Sandra Bullock as Margaret Fitzgerald in Million Dollar Baby.
Is that Hilary Swank?
Yeah. Anything's better than her.
I mean, she probably could have pulled that off.
Well, these are two actresses that I feel exactly the same about. I'm not attracted to either one, and I don't care for them at all.
I feel like Hilary Swank probably did it better because she's younger, right?
I don't know.
She's manlier.
She's manlier.
Yeah.
And she...
Although Sandra Bullock does have a very
I mean, the first time
jaw.
I clicked it on, I was like, why is that dude beating up those girls in the ring? That's bullshit.
We've said this one before. Tom Selleck was originally supposed to be Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Turned it down for, Magnum P.I.?
Magnum P.I.
Yeah, it still was a semi-successful show. Magnum P.I.
It was three seasons. Three seasons
it's
long.
It's no fucking...
Dude, that launched Harrison Ford. I mean, Star Wars did too, but I mean, as far as projects...
He can
projects,
carry a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So basically, if you flash forward as Tom Selleck instead of Harrison Ford, Tom Selleck would have been in The Fugitive. He would have been present in Air Force One.
Yeah.
He would have been in Clear and Present Danger.
And Harrison Ford
or
been
Patriot
and,
Games.
Three Men and a Baby. Three Men and a Lady.
That would have been really bad.
Aww.
Billy Crystal as Buzz Lightyear. I don't even know who was Buzz Lightyear.
Tom Hanks. No.
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Tim Allen.
Okay.
I would see that.
I've never seen it. This one was crazy. Speaking of which, starts back this Sunday. John Cusack as Walter White in Breaking Bad.
I don't see that even a little bit.
I don't see it, but John Cusack is a great actor.
I know.
He's
I just
such a great
don't
actor.
Say it.
Brian
Who
Cranston.
Who is he in Brian Cranston.
He's awesome. You never seen Breaking Bad?
I haven't. I know I'm supposed to.
Well, this Sunday is the beginning of the
I
final
think I'm
eight
start.
Episodes.
No, don't start.
No.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning. Okay. Don't watch
don't
it Sunday.
Start.
I heard cross the board, never a bad thing about it. Fucking watch the show. Same with Dexter. I have all the Dexters, though. I still just got to start watching them.
Oh, you have them all?
My best friend gave me all of them, and she said, watch these. Yeah, and I was like, okay.
Bruce Willis as Sam Wheaton, Ghost. I guess he's the Ghost.
Bruce Willis
seen,
is...
I never seen Ghost.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart, or...
Stewart. Patrick Stewart. No one gives a shit.
So awesome.
Professor X.
Who is this? Patrick Swayze.
He's rolling in. I can't do the pottery scene. this one is, out of all of them, this is the one where it's absolutely not. Jack Nicholson as Michael Corleone.
No.
Oh.
That one I think is a little bullshit. There's no way. Cause I remember,
did somebody say,
Khan,
you could do this?
James Caan read for Michael Corleone. Robert De Niro read for Michael Corleone. Forget who else read for Michael Corleone.
Wasn't Burt Reynolds supposed to be involved somewhere in the movie? And, I think Brando said, if he's in it, I'm out.
No, I didn't never heard
I thought
that.
I've heard
that's
that
a great story though, if that's real.
Cause I'm shocking Brando would be difficult like that.
Yeah, right. Well, I heard Burt Reynolds is difficult to work with.
Yeah, I heard he's real bad.
Actually, my dad had a friend that was a stuntman. He worked on Smoking the Bandit and said he was fine. The other trucker, he was the coach.
Oh, Jerry Reed.
Yeah, he said he was a bastard.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he now?
He's a country music guy anyway. Yeah, that's how he started.
Yeah. I remember him from Scooby-Doo episodes.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Holy shit. Yeah, I mean, Jack Nicholson is Michael Corleone. Nah. I just don't see it.
Wasn't it for the Batman that he was the Joker in? Didn't they almost pull a bait and switch? Or, like, they tried to get him, Jack Nicholson, and he was, like, on the edge. And, like, I think they started talking to Robin Williams to get him back involved.
Like, Robin Williams is the Joker?
I think it was something like that. There was another actor. I thought it was Robin Williams. But, like, I thought they tried, like, doing
that. Would make sense, though.
Yeah. Kind of like, you know, well, if you aren't going to do this, we'll find somebody else.
Robin Williams would have been... I mean, Jack Nicholson was great.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. Robin Williams would have been fucking irritating.
No
Joker.
Way.
Robin Williams is irritating.
I love Robin Williams.
Wait, you don't want
to
go...
Yeah.
Death to Smoochie? Did you ever see Death to Smoochie?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Oh, my God. He's so good. As
But he's still fucking annoying.
Rainbow Ralph or something. He's so fucking mean. And Edward Norton's like the sweetest person.
I do love Jack Nicholson, though. Like, almost every movie he's in, he's called Jack. It's like, are you like, you know, anything
Jack
that's
Nicholson's
on the script?
Jack great.
Cross it out, I'm
he
Jack.
He is great.
Doesn't matter what movie. I mean,
my favorite movie that he ever did
is...
Witches
of Eastwick.
No.
I would swear that's what she would say.
No, it was...
As Good as It Gets?
As Good as It Gets.
Yeah.
Really? Out of all the movies he's done, that's your favorite one?
Favorite. Yeah.
I don't know.
I love it.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, that's one of my...
Good.
That was the very first DVD I ever owned. Isn't that weird?
That was the very first beta I ever owned.
I know that's a weird thing to know.
I just don't... I don't see him as an Italian.
No, that's what I was going to say. He doesn't look Italian to me at all.
But he can't act Italian.
James Caan's played Italian, but it's one of those things in Hollywood, that Jewish Italian thing. It's like,
that's close enough.
Yeah, James Caan is.
That's closer than Irish. Yeah, being an Italian.
Jack Nicholson, has he ever played an Italian person in a movie?
I would hope not.
I wouldn't think so. Because even in The Departed, he's.
Well, it's the Irish mafia in Boston.
Yeah. That's more his speed. The Irish.
Yeah, the
Irish cops, Irish mob.
That's my favorite Jack Nicholson movie.
Such
the Departed.
Departed. That's one of my
such a great
movies.
Movie.
What? There was one thing he said, and I can't even fucking remember.
The one with the nuns, the priests, and the nuns. The nuns were sitting there.
I love that.
Oh, that was good.
That was
good.
One of my favorite lines.
That was good.
I have so many favorite lines from that.
What, in your fucking period?
You and your fucking phone.
Yeah, I actually have that song. What is it with you and your fucking phone? Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Reality TV.
Jim Carrey as Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, I've heard up much like Chris Farley was supposed to be Shrek. Like,
yes,
were,
I
like,
heard that.
You know,
yeah,
like things were like I don't know how that would have went with, you know, Buddy the Elf. I don't know.
I love Will
Ferrell.
I think
Jim Carrey would have been way too over the top. For
yeah,
that
it's because you had to pull that back for the childlike thing. You had to pull it. You know, you can't be that over the top.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what
he's in the new Kick-Ass movie.
I heard,
and apparently being difficult with doing press for it, saying like it's too violent. It's like, didn't you read the script and film it? Like you were not like
he's saying it's too violent.
I think he said something like that.
He's not promoting it.
Didn't he see the first one?
Yeah, it's like what? Are you acting like in editing? They made this movie violent. Like
you never know. He probably was just there those certain days from filming where it really wasn't that bad for him.
Yeah, because I think
it's
main
more along the lines of in light of you know the things that the shit that happened in Boston. You know all that. Now he doesn't want to promote violence. Like all of a sudden,
wasn't
the world
he in that
became
horror
violence.
Movie that number 23 or whatever.
Yeah, that was.
I've never seen it.
It's scary as shit.
It's good.
It's awesome.
But is it safe to say that it was considered a violent movie?
Fuck yeah. There's nudity. He bangs his wife in it a bunch of times.
Okay,
he kills people.
I said violence. What, did he rape her?
Well, yeah, kind of, right? At one point. Yeah.
Spoiler it's his alert. Wife. It's not really rape. It's her duty.
There's
Amen
blood everywhere, always.
It's duty.
Constantly. There's violence. Really? Number 23 is a ridiculously violent
movie. I remember.
Movie.
I got to see that. Then.
It's awesome, though.
I think I have it.
Do you?
Yeah.
There's quite a few, I guess you'd say, horror movies that I've never seen that I should have, apparently. Like, I've never seen any of the Paranormal Activities.
The first seen one's awesome.
I have never seen any of the Saws.
The first one's awesome.
The
never first,
seen them
the
either?
First and second one are really good.
Yeah. I think I stopped at like the third. Or
I tried
time.
Watching Hostel, and it just didn't.
The
do
first one's
for
good,
me.
But again,
I didn't do anything.
I wouldn't them. Watch them. They're kind of like.
There's one that's out
Hostel's
now.
Hostel's really fucked up.
I don't know what it's called, But there was one scene in the commercial where it was like it almost compelled me to go see it.
In the movie theater? The Conjuring?
The Conjuring, probably.
Yeah, no, there was a, yeah, that's probably it. It was a scene where the girl's like looking somewhere.
And then someone grabs her?
There's two hands come out of the dark and it's like. And I was like, yeah. Holy shit. And it's funny because if you think of all those types of movies, like The Grudge where you see like the kid's face backwards or whatever, none of that actually like compelled me to go see it. But that, just the two hands coming out and clapping, I was like, that would actually be cool to be in the theater and have those scary moments because that's kind of fun when you jump.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's get what that Paranormal jolt. Activity did to me.
Did it?
Mm. The first one scared the shit out of me. I heard
the first one was good, but.
But it was like the first time I saw the Blair Witch, I thought it was real. You know what I mean?
You would too. You would too.
The Paranormal Activity, the whole thing behind it, when I watched the movie, I kept thinking, this is real.
Right.
Throughout the whole movie, and I was scared.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen in your entire life?
The Ring.
Really?
Yeah. This Ring scares the shit out of me.
Is that the one where they watch the videotape and die a couple days later?
Yeah.
I guess because I saw it in Scary Movie, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, no, the first time I saw the Ring. The first time I saw the Ring was in the theater with my brothers and my dad, and at one point we were all looking at each other like, fuck. We were scared. It's scary.
Yeah.
But when I was little, it was always Michael Myers, first Halloween.
Yeah, that never bothered me either when I was a kid. Oh, Jason, the Friday 13th when I was little, the first two.
There was this other movie with Johnny Depp, I think, and it was like about hell or something.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
He was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
He was in the first one, right?
Yeah.
This other one, it's like Journey to Hell or I don't know. It was a really fucked up movie, but that scared me too.
Edward Scissorhands.
No, I love Edward Scissorhands.
Crybaby.
I love scary movies, though. Scary movies are like my favorite.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the very first one. That one, I couldn't get through it. I was having nightmares.
That was scary.
I was like 7 years old. And I was just... I was wetting myself while I was awake. Like, that's how much it bothered me. What was the scariest movie you've ever seen, Marco? Or like... The one you could think back that really terrified you more than anything.
I'd have to go to Friday the 13th, man.
First one?
The first two.
First two, yeah.
Did it for me, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like I didn't want to go camping or anything like that.
How about you, Jesus?
It's going to sound dumb. It's funny. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I saw that when I was like 6 or 8 years old. Scared the crap out of me.
I know exactly. And I fucking hate clowns. Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. When I was young, I saw that movie, and even though it was kind of a comedy horror,
and you watch it now, you're like, "Oh, I get it. It's kind of shtick and all that."
You're right. That was freaky.
That's
what nightmares are made of.
Especially the cotton candy cocoons they put people in, and then drink their blood
with a crazy straw and shit. Yeah.
What about you, Chris?
Genius. I gotta go. Nightmare on Elm Street.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That
Freddy
that.
Never scared me.
No, me neither.
No.
Jason did. Well, technically, Jason's mom did. Bitch.
Well, in the first one, yeah,
yeah,
it's her.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't know that. You only see boots throughout the whole fucking
movie. Do you find out at the end of the movie that it's her?
Yeah, they show her face.
Is it at the end of the first one?
Yeah, she like comes out of the...
That's right, that's right,
that's
right.
She goes, that's right, Jason.
Yeah.
I remember you, Jason.
Even without the pillowcase, she was scary looking.
Fucking scary. She had that blank Kardashian look, you know?
What's that?
She wanted to fuck a black guy?
She's sucking a huge black penis in the movie? Like, I miss that.
That's like, in the outtakes.
I was going to say, that's
in the director's cut.
The I have zero talent look?
Pretty much. Yeah, you know, I didn't see, what are they called? Friday the 13th?
No, Saturday the 14th.
Shut up. Friday the 13th. I didn't see that until I was like 25 or 26. I was so old when I saw that for the first time.
Right.
And the only reason I went back and watched it because I watched like Jason versus Michael in like Outer Space or some shit. And I was
I know what you're talking
about. And I was like, oh, I got to figure out what the fuck this
Jason,
is about.
Freddy versus Jason.
Freddy versus Jason, yeah.
You're mixing Halloween.
Predator.
Freddy vs. Jason. No, and the Jason Friday 13th Part 10 where he goes into outer space.
He actually does go into space?
Yes.
When they're on the Orca and Jaws is about to get them.
Jaws is fucking scary.
See, that's what I put in the scary, so or like the horror movie genre, and some people don't think that, but it's
what,
like,
Jaws?
Yeah.
I think it's horror.
Yeah.
Because it's
baby.
That's like the closest thing that could actually happen.
Yeah.
It's realistic.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
not as far as the shark following your family.
Killer shark out with the
yeah,
thing.
But that's pretty realistic.
Hey, man.
Sharks will go from New England to Jamaica to try to kill everyone, you know, in their family.
Yeah, right.
Scientifically, you know, documented in Shark Week.
It must be a mafia shark.
It's a hit shark.
Oh, like in Shark, or what's that movie that
Sharknado.
Shark Tale?
Shark
Tale. It's a cartoon.
Oh, De Niro.
Robert De Niro's a shark.
Yeah, with the mole.
Yeah.
The fucking shark had a mole.
It was so awesome. And he was like a mob boss. He like killer sharks.
I could swim a little bit. Speaking of Shark Week, I want to go home so I can watch
Shark Week.
You want to go watch more about the Megalodon and how it does?
Dude, that was awesome. That so far, that was the best one. Even though it was bullshit, it's still the most entertaining
the
one.
The chum cannons they had?
That was great. Yeah. Did you see all that shit?
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Which I was wondering if they really were chum in the waters or if that was just like
Did you think that was like CGI or something possibly, like an editing?
Because that would be bringing like every shark from the area, which would just up the danger level immensely on that.
Yeah. I would think it would. I mean, that was a lot of blood. It looked like it was like an island.
It was supposed
blood.
To be, I forget, what, like a square mile or something
like
that?
Yeah, they said
it's
some ridiculous amount of blood. I forget. And they only ended up bringing like one shark.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So, as much as I love watching shit about sharks, I fucking hate sharks.
I hate sharks.
Jaws has ruined the ocean for me for pretty much ever.
Yeah, like I won't go like snorkeling if I ever go on vacation, because I'm afraid that there might be like reef sharks or anything.
Also, jellyfish and trashing it—that doesn't help.
You don't want to mess up that pretty.
Well, if you go in Jersey, if you go to the beach in Jersey, I wouldn't be worried about jellyfish or sharks. I'd be worried about like you know hypodermic needles.
Yeah,
you know, coming out of the water with like a needle stuck in your leg.
Salt water's no good for your flowing locks.
Marco, you're so gay.
So creepy.
Now he's creeping on you.
Poor Missy.
Creeper. Marco, you're a creep. You're a creepster.
All right. You want to pay some bills?
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
You got any music?
Sure.
Give me some music.
I'll give you some music.
Give him a beat.
Give me a beat. I'll freestyle.
Freestyle?
Freestyle.
That should be interesting.
Have beatbox?
You ready?
Missy?
Yeah.
There we go.
Give beatbox. What the hell is that?
Can anybody guess what it's from?
Is it the electric company?
It's a...
It's a what?
It's a electric company?
No.
Game show, isn't it? Make a deal? Let's make a deal? No. The dating game?
Dating game.
The dating game.
No whammies.
That's press your luck. That's a great game, though. No whammy.
I love
no whammy, no whammies.
No whammy, no whammy.
She thought the dating game was no whammies.
And then Tammy Wamette comes across the fucking screen.
Is that who that was?
Tammy Wamette.
Wamette, that's right.
Instead of Wynette?
Wamette.
Wamette.
Tammy whatever. Wamette. Let's just get, fucking get out of here.
So, well,
there you go.
There you go.
There you go. I love it.
Go ahead.
That's great. Support us by going to Amazon.com. Actually, go to our link on our page. Click on the Amazon.com banner. Buy all kinds of shit. They got everything. Groceries, jewelry, sneakers, clothing, everything.
Of course.
Just go and click on the link. We don't have to do anything else. We'll get credit for it. With,
you have to buy stuff, right?
Yeah, you have to buy stuff. Clicking on it.
I never realized how much this sounds like the Benny Hill theme. It really does. I never.
And of course, don't forget to go to tweakedaudio.com. If you're in the market for some earbuds,
like
tweakedaudio.com. Is it?
This is a long one.
Mm-hmm. Can I have the one with the what's her name in it that sings?
Oh, from Jedi?
Tweakedaudio.com. Different styles, 7 different colors. mic, non-mic models available, designed for great quality. Guess what? There's a limited lifetime warranty, free shipping.
How can you concentrate? That's amazing.
I know. That is pretty impressive, Marco.
I would have already muted Chris's. There's no way I could have done a
use the code word jerks and get one third off the price.
Keep playing. How long is it?
About 3 minutes.
Oh,
it sounds
sweet.
Caribbean-ish.
Well, it is.
Caribbean-ish?
Yeah.
Caribbean-ish queen.
Oh, don't forget Gamefly. Don't forget Gamefly.
Gamefly, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll forget it.
I don't even know what the deal is.
Thanks, Jesus.
It's free for 15 days.
Yeah, Jesus. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Had a great time. Thanks for coming on.
I'll be here every day.
See you in October.
I will be here every day for eternity.
Yeah, sure.
Every Thursday. That was an accident.
Unless Meat Jelly comes to town.
Shut up.
You're going to see them at concert.
Trust me, I will never miss a show again. I don't want you guys talking about me.
Too late.
I know.
All right. On my own, here we go. All
right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Yo, guys, what's up?
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.